want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Feeling strong as bull today.
Good. Still sounding a little rough, but you're feeling better.
Feeling much better.
Even sounding a little better.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I've noticed throughout the day as I've talked with people, everybody says, hey, your voice sounds fine. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when you talk to people in real life, you talk like this. Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
Right.
Have you been out a lot? Mm-hmm. Did you talk to that guy? What's happening? You come in to do a radio show, and you feel the need for speed.
You want to pick up the energy level.
You do.
Project.
But anyway, strong
I've
as bull.
I've tried for years to do that.
Strong as bull, and I must. Well,
you
Robbie.
You should do today's show in that sexy voice.
Yeah.
Be a new you.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey,
like I didn't
you?
Stop the show enough yesterday.
No, you just want to stop it. Stop that.
Yeah. I do want to thank, I never thought I would say this, my wife. My wife, who generally speaking reminds me of the lady in Misery.
Annie Wilkes?
Yeah, whenever I'm sick,
Mr. Man.
I'm James Caan.
It's called hobbling, Paul.
And she's Annie Wilkes. Well, not only did she hook me up with her crazy feng shui Chinese root, the pieces of wood that I've been eating the last 2 days.
Right.
And I'm sure I'm going to need dental work now because my teeth, I'm not kidding.
So you've been chewing bark and you think that's helpful?
Yes, I do. It has helped. Mike, there's no need to put that mask over your face.
Not wearing a surgical mask.
I thought it would be something that would be helpful in here. You know, I think if it works for those individuals over in, where is it, China?
but looked into what she
Tokyo,
did.
Tokyo, that works over here.
Now, here's how she knew that I was feeling under the weather. Last night, 9:15, first quarter, Dallas, Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Where am I? Mike, your surgical mask is covering your entire face.
I'm fine now.
Your eyes and everything.
You should be in bed before 9 o'clock with that kind of illness.
Well, as it turns out, I was in bed. And she came upstairs to the bedroom. Oh, not a pretty sight. She came upstairs and she said, what are you doing up here? And I said, I'm chilling out. And really, I was chilling out because I had that...
You still had the chills?
Yeah,
you
know, last night I did. You know, when you get that thing, you're like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had them horrible. It's awful.
You know, it's so cold. And my teeth hurt because I ate the wood all day.
The last 25 years, I've had those chills on every Sunday morning.
And it was at that moment that some divine intervention happened.
What?
And my wife, who would not lift a helping hand... Well, for God's sakes, what I'm saying, if I was hit by a car, when I was hit by a car, did not lift a finger. She comes back up to the bedroom. She changed the sheets on the bed.
Wow.
She got me the heating pad. She got the vaporizer thing going.
Wow.
Hello, nurse.
She said, oh, my God, you really are sick. And I said, what do you think I've been doing the last 4 days around here, baby? I didn't say that. I said, so sick.
So she mothered you.
Yes, she did.
Isn't that great?
And I believe that that's one of the reasons that I'm here strong as bull today.
Well, that's good. Good for her. She did her wifely duty.
Except,
your goodly wife.
Except I will tell you this, that I'm not kidding about this. My teeth are killing me.
Because of the chewing, it's really nasty stuff?
I'm going to bring in, I've almost bogarted this entire bag of wood Chinese licorice chips.
I'd like to do some bark. And it's specifically designed for illness.
Yes, for colds, to clear up sinuses, to help with the sore throat.
And now you swear by it.
Yeah, well, I'm here now feeling better than I was yesterday.
That's good.
Except my teeth are killing me.
Because you've been chewing the roots.
So, I get up this morning, and now I'm flossing, and there's just, I think I mentioned this yesterday, there's one piece of wood that I just cannot get rid of, this little chunk that's stuck.
Jammed into your gum?
Teethers. So I call the dentist off. I call Dr. Mengele.
Right.
And I say, hi, I need to come in sometime this week. She says, you know, it's always good to hear from you.
Nice.
You know, anybody with rotten, bad, green teeth, they love it when you call.
We want to help. Come in. We've got our teeth pullers ready.
So here's what I get from the lady. She says, oh, it's nice to hear from you. How are you? How's Bard? How's Frida? I said, great, great, blah, 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 blah. Exactly what's the problem? I said, I've been eating wood. And there was a stop for a second, and she said, you phrase that again. I said, they're little chips of wood.
She's going to think you're one of those people that has the pennies in his stomach.
I said, it's a Chinese licorice thing. It's a healing thing.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Right. She said, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Now, how often does this happen, that you get the hold on a second, and as it turns out, it's Dr. Mengele himself.
The man gets on the line, pulls his fingers out of somebody else's mouth.
Absolutely.
Just to talk to you, to wrap those fingers around a phone receiver.
Picks up the phone and says,
is there a problem here?
Hey, big guy, what's happening? I said, probably didn't mean to pull you away from what you were doing. He said, listen, you are one of my most valuable customers and a good friend. And besides, they tell me that you've been, and then I hear the click of the speakerphone. He goes, you've been eating wood. Why don't you tell us about the wood you've been eating? And I said, well, there are these wood chips. And again, I'm on the speakerphone with the dentist. And
they're all in the back room just cracking up.
He says to me, approximately how many of these pieces of wood do you think? Now, do you eat them or just chew on them? I said, no, you're not allowed to chew on them.
Did you clear up the fact that it's not wood, that you're eating a root?
Uh-oh. I'm going to bring these in tomorrow, and you're going to see, Mike,
it's wood.
It's wood. I've
really been grinding the hell out of them.
Yeah, I called it a Chinese root, but they're really like little wafer-thin pieces of wood.
Like bark, maybe.
So anyway, bark is exactly it. I end up saying to the guy, I don't know, I've had maybe 25 of these over the last 2 days. And now, again...
How are you down there?
Oh.
Never been better.
Really?
Except for the splinters.
Never been better. I'm building a house. He says to me...
Mortar and wood.
And exactly, what is the problem we can help you with? I said, well, there are pieces of wood stuck between my teeth, and I've tried to floss, and I can't get them out. Then I hear this. And then he says, hold on a second, Mike, I'll be right with you. Then he goes in the other room, and he picks up the phone, and he just says, really, you have 3 pieces of wood stuck in your teeth? And you can't get them out? I can't get them. Are they causing you discomfort?
Mm-hmm.
I said, only because when I run my tongue along the back of my mouth, I can feel them.
Yeah.
Do you need to get in today? Is this an emergency? I don't think it's an emergency. And then this guy, he's a funny dentist, he goes, okay, hold on just a second.
Oh.
And I think, now I'm going to get the appointment. This is like at 10 o'clock this morning. And right away, I'm back on the speakerphone. And now I'm back with, whoever.
The social circle.
Yeah, whoever the girl is up front, she says, okay, so let's see. That's 3 pieces of wood between your teeth. And Dr. Mengele says that Thursday would be okay for the 3 pieces of wood between your teeth. How about 10 o'clock on Thursday for the 3 pieces of wood between... The whole thing was on the speakerphone.
Right,
so
they're just having a good old time.
I know they're listening. So
you'll suffer in silence until then.
So hi, you guys. And
making famous in medical journals.
Anyway, strong as bull, feeling better.
Good.
Thank you for that.
Even though the wood causes pain in the teeth, you're endorsing the wood, and you're running your tongue around it right now, aren't you?
I am. And it's right there. And I can't get, it's a piece of wood that's just stuck.
And you've used every kind of floss.
I have flossed until there is no more.
You ever go the other direction?
What do you mean?
Like, when you've got something between your teeth, sometimes it helps to go down, then move away from the obstruction, and then slide across and come.
Done it. Every possible combination, especially with that floss thing that's on a stick.
Yes.
With that thing, you can go in it crazy.
Yeah, and you can really, and it's power, it's taut so that you can really dig in.
You can almost pull out one of your teeth.
Yeah.
If your teeth were rotten enough, you could actually pull out a tooth.
Or if you could stand the pain and the blood, you could dig your tooth right out of there.
Yeah, you could pull a tooth out. Anyway, thank you for indulging me. That's my story. And that was as way of paying you. We got 7 of them today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
7 of them today.
My God.
Let me just say hello.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon.
Well, that's why I called you Mr. Shannon.
And you should say who you are, Bill.
I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and Prison Bank of the Granite.
I'd like to start today's countdown with a long-distance dedication to a little retarded boy from Fairfax, Virginia, named Joe Ardinger.
Oh, he had a terrible fall, and he's looking all boo-booed and bruised.
We'll bring him in a moment. These groaners are dedicated to Joe.
Excellent.
Hello. What former Secretary of State is useful in the bathroom?
Which one?
Colon towel.
Oh.
Hello.
Don't you laugh at that.
What is Condoleezza Rice's favorite horror film? You'll never get it.
Oh. Glary movie.
No, not bad.
Excellent.
The Blair Witch Report.
The Blair Witch Project.
Close. Oh, yeah. Correct.
Yes. Right. The Blair Witch Project.
Actually, Glary movie might have been better, Robbie.
Could be.
Could be.
Ah, yeah, there's a clue.
What former Secretary of State can fly?
Hmm.
Colon owl.
Oh,
hello.
I should. There's the tip-off should also be that there's seven of them.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm Scott Shedd.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What CBS sportscaster is the most popular with kids?
Who?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, there are. There are.
That's
all right.
A good one. Homegrown. Boy, that's a good one. Hello. Scott Shannon here.
I'm laughing at the joy that I'm seeing across the console.
What rock and roller loves soup?
Which one?
David Lee Roth.
Wow.
What TV show helps you when you have the flu?
Which one?
CSI NY Quill. CBS NyQuil.
CSI NyQuil.
CSI on CBS.
I'm Milburn Drysdale.
CSI.
Oh. I've never been more Milburn Drysdale.
CSI NY Quill.
Yes, NyQuil.
What smiley actress could easily get a job at McDonald's?
Which one?
Meg Fryan.
God, wow.
And just one more.
Yes. Only one more.
These are homegrowners.
Yes, I can tell.
What former centerfold is yellow and bruises easily?
Banana Nicole Smith.
Smith.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Every thought in here.
That brought them great joy.
Oh, it did. Everybody. SpongeBob SquarePants. That was my favorite. Rob, who's your favorite one?
Like Banana Nicole
Smith. Yeah. Okay, here we go, everybody. Hello there.
Hello.
John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there, Tony.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Everybody,
hello.
Get retarded.
Hello.
Hello.
Here we go. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been?
You know, William Shakespeare said the pun was the lowest form of comedy. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Poison and all the ships at sea.
Poison.
More than six. Less than 12.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
All right, for goodness sake.
Hello.
Hi there.
Wow. Hey,
this is Keith.
Yeah,
the richest.
The Don and Mike.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
11/16/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded. And here we go. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday. What?
Just this shade. I thought you were twisting it, Rob. It needs to be twisted. Yeah. Thank you. Just some corneal damage from the sun at its low angle in the sky as the sun faces me directly right now, and I can't see your pretty face if the sun
there
is in
go.
My. There you. Yeah. Hi.
Okay.
There you are. Look at you.
And now that I'm feeling better today, perhaps you'll take this in a better spirit than it was given yesterday.
Yes.
Would you please put your gum out? You swallowed it?
No.
Didn't have it?
I had it.
You had it?
I had it before we went, and then during that whole thing, I threw it away.
There you go. All right, Tiger. Thank you, my friend.
But now I'm feeling belligerent, so maybe I'll bring a big wad of bazooka in tomorrow.
You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. And here on D.C., 202-432-1067. We have only one lead story today.
Yes?
And he is in the next room.
Oh, does he? He looks rough.
Joey?
He looks rough. The lip doesn't look nearly as bad as the rest of his face.
Let's get him in here now.
Here he comes.
Did you know he...
Looking like a hideous monster.
He took a tumble. You heard about this on yesterday's episode. And here he is now. What is he bruised?
Avert your eyes. I'm hideous.
Boy, and let me see. The right eye is pretty swollen, right?
Yeah,
please,
though.
Please to be removing the hat. So we can see.
Yeah, could you take the hat off, please, Joe?
Better lighting.
So, Joe...
Put the hat back on, Joe.
Joe, as we look at your face, I count on the right side of your face, you've got one gigantic welt right by your right eye.
Right.
Another big welt right by your right nostril.
Right.
You've got some contusions, some bruising around your chin area. Also on your upper lip, it appears to be cut. Mike, would you take the other side of his face, please?
The other side of his face is fine. It's unmarked. Right where the lip, all the damage was done on the right side of his face. The thing that's really noticeable is the puffiness in his right eye, which is very swollen.
Wow.
And you made a serious... Did you break any bones in your face? Did they check? They didn't x-ray you?
No.
Joe?
Yes?
Is there anything on the inside of your mouth that we should see?
Just one little cut where the bleeding occurred from.
And they didn't stitch you up at all, huh?
No.
But you bled like a stuck pig, as they say. And a poor pig having to be associated with that expression all these years.
I've never stuck a pig.
They do bleed.
And I know that you would like this chance to set the record straight, so if you would tell all of us and all of America exactly how you ended up looking like you should be in a mugshot today.
I fell down the stairs.
You fell down the stairs and didn't break your fall at all.
Landed on my face. Landed a face plant.
Totally on your face.
Ouch. Yeah.
And were there alcohol products involved?
Well, yeah, I think we talked about that yesterday.
Yes, okay. No more than six, no less than six, and no more than 12.
And no more than 12. And again, you took a header on your front porch.
Yeah.
As we can see, your face is badly cut up and bruised, yet you did not get medical attention for... Was it 7 hours, something like that?
Yeah.
Well, why? You tucked it out. Would this have been
the thing? Was that it would, it would seem to stop bleeding, and then I would go to bed and get maybe an hour and a half of sleep and wake up with blood in my mouth and, spitting that out, and it would be bleeding again. And finally, by morning, I was just about out of blood.
And you were sick to your stomach because you were swallowing the blood.
Joe, you're such an idiot.
Thank God. We can't talk about that on the radio anymore.
We can't talk about what?
When you swallow blood and where it goes and how it looks later.
Oh, you're right.
I can't.
Joe did mention to me before the show that he would not be alive, though. He did not think, if not for his girlfriend.
So Tracy helped you out there. Was Tracy trying to talk you into going to the doctor for the whole time?
Not the whole time, but, women have better sense than us men.
Was she freaked out when you came walking in from your fall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she sorry she pushed you?
Of course not, Rob. I deserved it.
What was Tracy's reaction when she first saw you after you came walking in?
Like, oh, my God, what happened? And I said, I just off the steps.
Wow.
You're lucky that you didn't break any of those beautiful golden brown teeth.
Yeah, I know. That's what the doctor said.
Or your nose, for that matter.
Or any of it.
Are you on any kind of medication right now?
Just Tylenol and penicillin.
Oh, okay. With this near-death experience, did you see lights, death masks, anything like that?
Yeah, I did, and I had a really peaceful feeling, you know.
That's good. Now, the cuts look like they've scabbed up. I mean, you got, like, the right eye, right on the upper lip, then the right by the chin.
It looks like
you dragged along, didn't you? You slid, didn't you, after
I
you made contact?
I mean, but look at my hands. Just two little marks on my hands.
Yeah, two little marks, yeah.
You know, he almost looks like... You remember that, what was that movie way back in the day about the nuke hitting Kansas City the day after?
Yeah, right.
Okay, he almost looks like one of the people that's just been in some type of nuclear reaction.
Just starting getting sloughing off?
And it almost looks like it's boiling and...
Radiation poisoning,
yeah,
cutting
that
in.
That type of thing is happening.
Wow.
That's a handsome look, Joe.
Are you feeling sluggish?
It's a rugged look.
Not really. I feel pretty good today.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little sore, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Back in the game.
Well, Joe, I can't tell you that we must have received, no phone calls yesterday about you, but I know everybody was very concerned.
Everybody was praying for you, Joe.
And we're glad that you're back with us, Joe.
I like the call that we took on the air when I was on the air with you from Sacramento. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes, so that hatred is what you've come to expect from our listening audience.
And Joe, you know that you are important to the show. You and your goddamn passwords for the computer, you realize that until, I think, like 2 minutes before the show yesterday, nothing was working because nobody knew what your password was.
Right.
And now we all know your passwords. You have to change your password.
Well, yeah, it's due to be changed anyway. Joe, it doesn't really matter. And I talked to BA about that, and we're going to get her on the same system. I don't know why I'm the only one who can do it.
Joe, I should say to you, you know, we build this as a show that's for grown-ups, and it is, of course, for grown-ups, but there are a lot of younger people that listen, and I think this is an opportunity. If you could share, I think it's a well-known fact that most accidents happen at home. If you could share with our listening audience any advice that you have learned that you take away from this very, very bad experience you had.
Yeah, I think you start with 6 to 12.
Use the handrail on your way up and down the stairs.
Use the handrail, kids. That's the word of wisdom. Remember what Joe Ardinger says. Use the handrail.
Use the handrail.
But don't be part of the handrail campaign they're going to be coming out later on this winter.
For all of your money.
The ad council thing I'm doing for the Christmas holidays.
The ad council's little promotion on handrails.
All of your money fans and all of the many kids out there that want to grow up to be like Joe, to them we say, you're alive, you're well, you're back, you're here to perform at lower than even your level of completion.
I'm writing the ad campaign as we speak. It's a picture of Joe. We see it on billboards. Just a picture of Joe, and then underneath it says, handrails. They're not just for decoration.
What I like about Joe is that on a normal day, we get 40% of the effort that Joe can put into a job.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of effort we get today.
Yeah, I was wondering if that number will be above or below 40%. I bet it will be even lower than the 40%.
It would have to be below. What do you think you can give us today, Joe? What do you figure?
I'll give you 100% of the 40% you come to expect.
Really? That's pretty impressive.
Very good.
All right, it was all set when you got here, right?
Yeah, everything was cool.
Everything was wonderful. I mean, look at this. Everything was, in fact, he might be giving a little more today. He might be compensating because, if I remember correctly, everything was just overdone today.
Do you think he actually might be operating at near 50% total capacity?
Only if he sustained a head injury.
Hold on. Let me see if he put out the phone scan music. Yeah, you know what he did.
How about that?
He did. And is the Monday tape put away?
Yes.
The Monday tape is put away.
This is good. This is a good sign.
Did he know something, really? Sometimes people get, if the impact is significant enough, it could have jarred his brain into a period of initiative. Well, the near-death experience.
You know what this is like?
When I was in the haze, I met the ghost of old Dirty Bastard, and he said, Joe, you must go back.
This is like that movie.
I said, I will, ODB. I'll go back, and I'll be better.
The movie that we based Charlie on.
Yes.
The movie with Cliff Robertson.
Right.
He plays a guy who was, to begin with, a little smarter than Joe.
Sure.
And then got hit on the head,
mm-hmm.
and turned into a super genius.
Turns into an idiot savant.
Yeah, and then after
as opposed to just an idiot.
He goes back to being the way that he was.
Right.
Well, who knows, Joe? Congratulations on this efficiency report. Way up over 40%. Couldn't be happier.
Thank you.
Could help.
Thank you, Joe.
We'll push you down again if it'll
Thanks
help.
So much.
What have people been saying about your face? Because your face is hideous.
Oh, you know, that's when I walked in here, everybody I saw, I said, go ahead, stare at it, look at it, get used to
it. Man,
the eye is what I noticed the most. A little tough to see out of that eye, a little puffed up.
Fine, it's just tight.
Yeah, right tight up. Yeah, it's swollen.
Just tight. Tracy, you think it's a sexy look?
No.
Any chance of permanent scarring?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
I've got the ointment for the...
for the scars.
I love the applicator at home.
You look like a tough guy, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? You look like a tough guy.
I look like I got a baseball bat.
Hey, you look like a tough guy.
Tough guy.
Tough guy.
Tough guy, Artie.
Yeah. Yeah. Use the handrails.
Absolutely. All right, Joe. Thank you.
Be a handrail kid. They're not just for decoration. Here's Joe.
And hopefully maybe today, more savant, less idiot.
I don't think so.
You know what's great? God not only gave him a second chance, God is giving us all a second chance.
All of us. A second lease on life.
Yeah, because it's brought Joe back to us.
This is Arndt. I don't need no handrail.
I think that whatever Joe may have, beginning a balance of in the positive department, his reaction time, his speed time, is noticeably slower than normal. Yeah. Now, normally...
Or is it?
You know, we're like...
Or is it?
We're like the Dallas Cowboys. Everything is computerized here. And I will tell you that normally Joe's efficiency report, as far as actual effort... Physical effort.
Uh-huh.
He's a very poor performer at 11%.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
At 11%,
so nobody does well.
I got some ointment.
I wonder. You know, if he got amnesia, I wonder when he'd notice.
Joe.
Later this week, perhaps.
You know, I'm surprised that he suffered that much damage on a head made of dough.
Sweet doughy head.
I don't understand.
He's too funny. You have to see.
He's shaken up. I think he is visibly shaken.
It affected him.
Yeah. He's got the big bruises on his face. He's got the gigantic cut inside his mouth.
Isn't it odd that this happened right after the engagement?
Would anyone like a laugh?
Yeah, sure.
Because that's what we're here for, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'd just like everybody to quietly, at home and here in the studio, if you can, just picture what that fall must have looked like. Sorry. That was cruel.
But funny.
Yeah.
Cruel, but funny.
I'd like to imagine...
Splat.
Yelling as he went down.
Hey!
Oh, no!
Funk. Tracy, baby.
Blood scrape.
Tracy, baby, I'm here on the sidewalk.
Help me, dog.
I took a full header.
Go get help.
That's okay. I got a blood ball in my mouth.
If this doesn't clear up in 7 hours,
you know,
I'm calling the hospital.
We don't make this stuff up, folks.
No, we don't.
He did this for us.
So anyway, he's Joe and he's back, and the show's operating again today. And those are Joe's numbers. I'll give you his numbers as the show progresses.
Okay.
We've got the sensors on him, much like the sensors that Tom Hanks had to make that Polar Express
right?
movie. Mm-hmm. We're constantly monitoring Joe's brain waves.
Yeah, the Polar Express, which I think they're going to be a little nervous about because it didn't make that much money this week.
Right. Well, it ain't incredible, Mike, if you know what I'm saying.
That's right. The Incredibles knocked it out.
It ain't incredible. Oh, and listen, if I wasn't getting enough TLC from my wife last night,
right,
when she was really taking care of me as a wife should take care of an ill husband, she said, oh, you know, and I love it when she talks to me like this. She never does it.
Yeah.
I love to be talked to like I'm an idiot, like I'm a child, a small child, when I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. She was talking to me, and she said, oh, and look, you went to work today. That was so good, and you're going to go to work tomorrow. You don't feel good. And you know what? At the end of this week, maybe we'll go see that movie you want, The Incredibles.
Oh.
I'm sitting there like a dope with this Afghan around me going,
that would be so nice, Mommy.
Very good, yes.
That would be so nice.
Terrific. You can go see the child's movie, The Incredibles, which the adults love.
Well, I want to go see it.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be very good.
She wants to see Bridget Jones. I would go see Bridget Jones only for one reason.
Mm-hmm.
Renee Zellweger, I've seen the ads.
Yeah.
She's fatter than she was in the first one.
Super fat. A lot of her lying down. Looking fatter.
Mm. Yeah.
It's delightful right there. That is a good reason to go see it.
Hello, here is Mike in Maine. Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Excellent. I love you guys. Been listening for years, but I haven't called for a while. And I'd like to say Joe is much more pleasant than your past screeners.
Well, you know, you're talking about, you know, a very motley crew. You're talking about
many of them in prison.
Jimmy the fighting intern.
Yeah, he used to fight with listeners.
You know,
Jimmy that didn't like me.
All the Rockhead boys that were back there for a while.
A lot of, series of 20 or 30 phone screeners named Rockhead.
But what can we do for you?
Listen, Don, with the ancient Chinese secret, I hear you're having a problem. I got a better one.
Well, listen, I'm feeling much better after chewing these Chinese licorice roots that my wife gave me.
Yeah, but I mean, just chewing on the wood.
Now, come on, dude. You're killing me with this.
No wonder the phone screeners have hated you.
I've got you. Robbie?
Yeah?
Get me the book.
Yeah, we
got
to get the book out.
Get me the book.
This is a call that came as a big surprise.
Here you go.
The dawn of a new day.
You know, as a New Englander, you disappoint me, sir.
Right? Right, at the, beginning of the show.
I'm proud of Portland, Maine, and our calls from Portland, Maine. And this really, and I think everybody in Portland, you've done them a disservice.
Congratulations.
Here we go.
You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike Exclusive Listeners Club.
Got your number here.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller.
Yep.
You are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
Oh, boy.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign,
yep,
which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
Pervert.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
A permanent record.
Good day. I said good day, sir.
Thank you, Dude Walker.
Good day.
Good day. Rob, who's the custodian of the book? Robbie?
I need a last initial, Mike.
Oh, boy. How about...
No, the real truth.
How about... Z?
No, the truth.
Huh?
Your real last initial, Mike.
Oh, come on.
No. Mike, I'm serious.
You're ruining my day.
Good. You ruined our show for a moment there with your dumb joke about have you ever tried chewing beaver?
Mike, once again, I evoke...
You guys have enjoyed my calls in the past.
Mike, no, we haven't.
Mike, I evoke the fellow New Englander thing again. Please make this painless. We need a last initial.
What is your last initial?
It's too late to be painless.
All right, just put D for dumbass. We've got his phone number.
All right.
MD.
Hey, Mike, congratulations. You're a quarter century moron. You are bad caller 000-00-0025.
Number 25.
Listen. No, see, you don't get it, Mike. You can't talk like
the
that.
The guy anymore. Just said something that we can't put on the radio, and everybody had to hit the dump button.
Oh, he's trouble.
If you'll give us just a second, I see the moron still on the telephone.
Sure.
We'll get him back up, and we'll give him a last word. That is, if he can keep it clean.
If he can keep it clean, because that's what we do with all of our...
He may live in Maine, but I venture he's planning a move out west.
I think so. Out to the northern area of California.
Mm-hmm. We hate what you make us do to you. Can I say that to you?
We don't enjoy that.
Why do you make us punish you?
You
love to make us hate you.
You do this.
You think we like
here? Mike.
Yes.
Dummy, you can't say that on the radio.
Can you possibly say your farewell in a clean way? We'll let you do that.
I'm sorry. Can I?
Yeah. Okay. There he goes.
Numbered and processed.
Bye-bye.
And he's in the book.
Bye-bye.
So early with the book. Hello, Derek.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, Mike, when you're talking about Frida, talking about whoopee-whoopee to you, that there is an idea out there that every man needs to marry a woman who will make them chicken soup and take care of them when they're sick, but be a whore in bed.
Well, that's an old theory. Not an original theory, but
we're 50% there.
Who the hell is soup?
You figure out the 50%.
And if you can get that soup from a whore.
Goodbye.
Oh, man.
A hua.
A hua.
Get from a hua.
I was sitting there sick to my stomach. No, I had a cold, and a hua brought me soup.
A hua.
Boy, this is the best soup because it was made by a hua.
Well,
there's a hair in my soup. Oh, hi, B.A.
Hey.
How's Joe doing back there?
He's doing good.
Now, have you seen any noticeable decline in his performance today?
No, he's given 100% of the 40.
Now, does he seem just a little slower today than normal?
Like maybe a little, shocked? Like he's a little shaken?
No, not really.
Look at his face.
I can't.
Why?
It hurts to look at it.
Oh, come on, Beth Ann. Look at his face. Describe his face.
You're a mommy. Come on.
Well, he's got some, it looks like, can we say, like, pus pockets?
Yeah. Pus pockets.
Sure.
Yeah,
they're great. They're a great product from Hot Pockets.
He's got lacerations on the right side of his face.
I like my pus pockets with pepperoni.
Ah!
Fantastic.
Pus pockets.
I don't want them to get cold.
You don't even have to microwave them.
He literally went down cement steps on the right side of his face, scraping each step as he went down.
Like, you know, now I'm picturing like a Homer Simpson thing, like a do. He hits every single step.
And there's swelling underneath his eye.
Yeah.
There's some cuts on the right side of his nose.
But then?
Uh-huh.
How about reaction time?
It's the same.
Do you notice any freakish improvement in his abilities?
You know, I missed him so much yesterday. I think he's going to be okay.
The same.
Do you feel the need to mother him today?
No. not really.
No.
Not really.
Dog, okay. Daughter, dog, daughter.
Right.
Well, really, the whole nature of this conversation, we've gotten nothing.
No.
I'm sorry.
You know, you're probably the best producer we've ever had, and yeah. I will tell you, you're a handful on the telephone.
So. Really? You think she's better than John Nolan was?
Johnny Metro.
Yeah, Johnny Metro. I'm sorry. Right. Absolutely. Well, you know, here's the thing with Beth Ann. She really feels bad for Joe, and like
yeah.
the rest of us,
yeah,
we know he's just a dumb drunk guy that fell down his front stairs
exactly.
and cut his face
off. Who would
off.
Laugh at us if the same thing happened to
oh,
us.
Oh, that's what yeah. we do.
Right. Yeah, that's
have we always, have we not always laughed at each other's
yes.
Maladies?
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Our injuries, our problems.
Yes, it's just that Beth Ann has too kind a heart.
She is kind-hearted. So well, it's probably good to have one person on the show who's kind-hearted.
Mm, I've always been against that,
she'll
Mike.
Get past I know, him. I know.
I've always been against that.
But she does the duties, you know. She does what she's asked.
And we're not going to get it from her to describe the hideousness. Although I did like Puss Pockets.
That was strong. Mm-hmm. Like it would have been a quick phone call if we'd said, hey, B.A., do you notice anything about Joe? And she said, I think he may be brain damaged.
when you're making your Puss Pockets, don't forget to put them in the microwave crisping sleeve.
I like mine cold. What I like to do is, you know, like cold chicken.
Yeah.
I like to make my Puss Pockets.
Ow!
And put them in the refrigerator overnight.
And if you're a little hungrier, get the Puss Croissants.
Puss Pockets.
All right, thank you, Beth Ann.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, goodbye.
Puss Pocket.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Back there working with Joe Ardinger, who fell down his stairs.
This is Ardinger. I think I'll take two steps at once.
Here's a call from Sacramento. I don't know if this is about Joe. Paul. Paul?
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Paul in Sacramento.
Hi there, Paul.
I'm doing the Portland Maine dance right now.
That's funny.
All right, Sacramento.
Don't get caught.
That was funny.
All right, get out of here. Bye-bye. That's for you.
Yeah, it happens every once in a while.
So our headline today is, thank God, Ardinger is okay.
Ardinger's back doing his job 100% of the 40% he gives us.
Yeah, his speed today has got to be in single digits.
Yes, sir. I'm in a state of shock.
Chasey baby?
It's not swollen. It just feels tight.
Chasey baby, I'm laying out here on the steps.
I don't know if it's swollen. The eye feels like it's too big.
I've only been laying out here for 7 or 8 hours.
Penicillin and ibuprofen.
I'm on my second towel of blood, Tracy baby.
Look at the little scrapes on my palm.
It's just Ardinger here.
Dog, go get help. I can't seem to move. I feel warm, though.
Dog with sunglasses. Did you see the picture on Joe's desk?
Yes.
Dog with sunglasses. Go, boy. Go.
Painkiller, check.
Do we know the name?
Alcohol, check. Oh, handrail. Well, no need to check that.
His dog is named Codeine.
Is it Codeine the dog?
I think so.
It's my dog, Narco.
Yes, just a little pussiness.
Got a break right here.
Talk everybody.
We'll be right back. Puss Pop.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Senator.
How are you?
Have you met any celebrities? Have you met Ted Danson at all?
Oh, I know Ted. Ted is helping me. As a matter of fact, we put together a little video about my life, and Ted was the narrator.
That was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Is he here today?
Ted, I don't know, but Ben Affleck is here. I saw him yesterday.
Hi, Ben. My name is Jeremy Vest.
Hi, Jeremy Vest. How are you? My name is Ben.
I'm doing really well.
Good.
Nice to meet you.
You're listening to How's Your News.
Enjoying the convention so far?
I am definitely enjoying it. I have Star Magazine, and I've seen your picture in it.
Well, it's in there quite a bit, so there you go. It does show up there. I'd rather be in your show than in that magazine, however.
Anyway, why did you speak for the Disabled Act?
Well, it's important to me, you know.
Which guy do you think is retarded?
Because I grew up in the city, and because the Democratic Party shares a lot of, embodies a lot of the values.
My money's on this guy named Ben.
And the recognition that there is so much more similar about us than that which is different about us. That we're all one people, that we deserve to be loved, that we deserve to be shared.
You see the look on the guy's face, the reporter's face.
Deserve is the same rights as everybody else. And to not afford people those rights, to not afford people those courtesies, that consideration,
what it sounds like, you know,
is a betrayal of the principles upon which this country was founded, in my humble opinion.
I have another question for you, Alma. What are your upcoming movies?
You'll be here after they thin the herd. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, now, her Hurricane Smith.
I'll play that for Buzz.
Yeah, thank you.
I know Buzz digs
like
that one.
Oh, Modio Do.
Oh, he does. Rowett, you got that package?
Yeah.
You might remember a couple of weeks ago we had a UFO lady on the show. And she promised that she would send us...
Oh, the cake?
A fruit cake, a UFO...
Or a sheet cake.
It's
Texas sheet cake.
A chocolate cake, I believe it is.
Yeah, as you recall, she...
You're excited about this, aren't you?
I know about this cake.
You're sounding like you're into it.
This is good chocolatey cake.
She hemmed and hawed about every question you guys asked her, and then when you said, please do tell us your favorite recipe,
she went nuts.
Texas sheet cake.
We get this box. It looks like John Hinckley sent it.
Uh-huh.
From Judy Meseline.
Help you with that?
UFO Watchtower, Center, Colorado. Got it, Knife Boy.
Okay. You want me, want me to open it?
Got it, West Side Story.
I just got this at the hardware store the other day. Because I've been opening so many boxes because I moved.
Right.
I got a little Swiss Army knife, which I'm really excited about.
Ow! let's see. Hold on a second. Is this true?
I doubt it.
Statement. Radio interview, free. Texas cake, $100. It's got to be a joke.
She's got to be kidding.
Payable upon receipt. Thanks so much. I hope you enjoy. You must understand, if I just give this cake away, I'll be getting requests from radio stations all over the world, and I can't do that.
We did agree to pay shipping, but not $100.
She wants $100 for the cake?
You got a number?
I do.
Yeah, let me take a look at the cake. Let me open this.
Chocolatey goodness.
Who wants to? You know what this looks like.
I'd be careful with that.
This looks like...
she iced it and then put the oil on
it. It's sheet cake.
This really looks like... Listen.
Yeah, we get the idea.
Reuben Studdard was in and had a massive workout today.
He's not well.
Yeah. Look at...
Buzz,
you said you wanted to eat this?
I would like to taste it. Yes, I'd like to be brave and taste the UFO lady's cake.
All right, well, come on over.
All right.
Grab a spoon or whatever you can get.
Well, we'll get Buzz's honest opinion of the cake.
Looks like Joe's face.
I don't know if we're paying $100 for this thing.
Hi, Judy, it's Rob Spoon.
We can't describe in the great detail how screwed up this cake is.
Well, why don't we just tell her the cake was destroyed in transit?
There you go, Buzz. And... Oh, Buzz is just digging into his fingers,
sure,
doing a mic. Like.
Buzz, have you had this before?
How was it?
This does not look like the cake I've had before, but let me see.
Is she on the line right now, Robbie? Which one?
The one that's on hold, warm.
Okay, gotcha. Hello, is this Judy?
Yes, it is.
Judy, hi, it's Don and Mike.
Judy.
It only got there today?
Yes, we just got your UFO cake today.
Wow.
Judy, were you serious about wanting us to pay $100 for this cake?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We will send it back to you then.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You really want $100? What do you want $100 for? It's not worth $100.
It's a cake.
Because if I don't charge a large amount for that cake, I'm going to be shipping cakes all over the world.
No, just say no.
Do you really think so?
Oh, yeah.
No, you just say no.
It's just going to get out time that I sent you guys the cake, and everybody's going to be wanting a dang cake.
As I recall, Judy is a lady in Colorado who built the watchtower in her backyard to look for UFOs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And during our conversation about your 10...
Rob is repackaging the cake as we speak.
Oh, is it?
Judy, really... We got a guy here, Buzz, who just loves it.
It's delicious.
Can't we keep it, or do you really want it back?
Don't you dare tell anybody you never paid for it.
All right.
We won't.
You're a very sweet lady. We won't.
Any other disc jockey wants this cake, you have him call me.
Buzz, seriously, you took a little taste. What do you think?
I'd say it's good chocolate cake. That's what it is. Really, really good.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, Robbie.
Your cake?
Yeah.
Tom. All right, Judy, we got nervous with that $100 charge.
Hey, but she got us. No. Yeah. Give her credit. She got us all thinking.
And she got another plug for our website here, which is www.ufowatchtower.com.
I'm afraid we'll need a $1,000 check for that mention there.
Okay.
All right, Judy. Thank you for the Texas cake.
You're wonderful.
Bye, Judy.
Thank you.
Judy, would it be possible, could you send Buzz a $75 glass of milk?
Okay. Thank you. Bye, Judy.
Bye, Judy.
Bye, honey.
There she goes.
Yeah. All right, now she's off the phone. Really, how is it, Buzz?
Oh, it's really not good at all.
Really? It's bad?
That's why if any other DJ wants this cake, they should call me so I can tell them, you know, don't bother. It's
not good cake.
It's largely made of flour, so it tastes a lot like
flour.
Yeah, after special, Texas K.
Wow.
Tuesday, and we all know what that means.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
It's time for our fantasy football recap with John Norman, and also a chance for me to mention that Rich Eisen will be on the show on Friday again from the NFL Network. Watch NFL Total Access every night at 7 and 10 on the NFL Network. For information, go to NFL.com. Rich is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower.
All right.
And if you want detailed stuff about fantasy football, go to DonAndMikeWebsite.com.
That has the standings, the scores, and how we are all doing, complete with a delightful team logo.
We've even got to pick the pros.
Yeah.
Boy, I killed you this week.
Did you really?
5-0.
Wow.
You're 1-5.
Man, I really stunk up the joint. I wasn't really with it on Friday.
And I was with it yesterday, so we're even.
Yeah, I'll try to be a little bit more. I was taking a lot of chances and not really thinking it through.
So if you go to DonAndMikeWebsite.com and click on Fantasy Football, you'll see the lineups with everybody that played and the standings. And now, here's our cricket commissioner, John Norman.
Hi there.
Hi there.
To tell us the scores and another real surprise about who won the money this week.
Really?
Yeah, John?
Yeah, it was a great week. We had four quarterbacks throw four touchdowns and one throw five, so it was a bit of a duel.
Who won the money?
Don?
Yeah, hold on. Who won the money, John?
Oh, I did.
Okay. Please proceed.
Another big surprise.
That'll be the fifth time so far.
Wow.
Not that we're counting.
No. Yeah, well, I am.
Yeah, it's good to be king, isn't it?
But I'm not, unfortunately.
What must it be like?
Yeah, really.
I wonder.
I don't know.
All right, what are the standings, John?
All right.
Or first the games, please.
First game, Don, 92, Joe, 71.
Yeah, Joe's having a tough time.
Mike pulled out a victory in a squeaker, 89-83 over Rob.
Yeah, you know what? You can't kick field goals when you score seven touchdowns!
Yeah, Rob had his field goal kicker going Monday night. Huh.
Buzz, 105 over Bart. 89, that's a three-game losing streak for Bart. I think he's kind of checked out on us or something.
I had a discussion with Bart about this this morning, and here's his feeling, because I looked at his lineup, and I said,
but no defense.
Dude, you had like the Denver defense, and he said, well, it costs $5 to get a new player. He would rather just, he's a struggling college student, he would rather just go with the same crappy zero than pay $5.
$5 is, is a six-pack.
At least. Maybe 12 if you're doing it.
12 pack if you get the right special.
Correct. So.
Right. The final game was the big one between Beth Ann and myself. I beat her 148 to 135.
Oh, my God.
Who was your quarterback?
I had Culpepper.
Dante Culpepper.
My big winner, my steal last night was Jason Witten from the tight end from the Cowboys.
Wow.
Buck 20 and two touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
That was the one that put me over the top. All right. The standings as of week 10 in the long division.
Here we go.
Bart is 7-3 on a three-game losing streak. Beth Ann is 6-4. I'm tied with Beth Ann at 6-4. And Buzz bringing up the rear at 500 at 5-5.
Mm-hmm.
In the short division, Don leads all at 6-4. Mike 4-6. And Rob and Joe are tied at 3-7.
Oh. All right, that's the news from our fantasy football league.
And do you know in our division, I've outscored everybody by like 100 points.
Really?
Season, and still I'm in last place.
Life isn't fair, is it, Robbie?
No. Nobody said that life was fair, Tina.
All right, way to go, Dubs.
Go to our website, and you can see all this crap for yourself. You can see who's got what. That's DonAndMikeWebsite.com.
Say, it's taking time away from my family.
And if you, that's funny. That's really funny. If you've been going to the website yesterday between 3 and 7 East Coast time, there were 864,000 hits. And you will be glad to know that we are now to the point where we have our own dedicated server.
Cool.
The people that we had been working with said, this is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to outsource us. Everything is outsourced. So there's a brand new server up today.
Very good.
Everything will move faster.
I always thought when you said you had a dedicated server, you were referring to Joe.
I wish.
He did bring my burger patties okay.
Yeah,
outsourced. Does that mean people in India are running the website
now?
Yes,
it does. Children.
Good. Excellent.
Buzz children. Many of them without shoes.
Skinny children with oversized heads.
And what we've done is we've got these kids and we said, now, you work this website and you see this? this is a piece of candy corn.
Wonderful.
At the end of the day, you're going to get this piece of candy corn. You see this? This is a shiny nickel.
It was no small accomplishment getting them to all come over from the soccer ball factory.
Actually, ours are from Nike.
Oh, Nike.
They've been making some Nike products.
That's right. Now from Wilson.
And I did send the chocolate sheet cake over to the factory.
Oh, good.
They'll eat well tonight.
Oh, several families will.
And all these kids that are working on our website, we asked all of them for references. Mm-hmm. And we got so many from Kathy Lee Gifford.
Unbelievable, and they're doing a great job.
That's fantastic. So please go to the website.
Thank you for your order.
And thank you for that. Let me see. Also, I wanted to mention this in this break, the continuing saga of JPS hitting the train.
Mm-hmm.
My brother called last night in a bit of a panic. I'm not really sure how much of this he wants to talk about.
Jim, your brother Jim,
mm-hmm.
who, much like Joe Ardinger, has been involved in an accident.
Yeah.
Joe with his face, your brother with his jag.
Things not going well after the train wreck?
Well, Buzz, I'll wait till my brother gets on the phone if he does pick up today. If not, hey, there he is. Hey.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, dude, what's happening? What was that?
That was my horn.
His truck horn.
Wow, are you rolling?
I'm rolling, Big Daddy.
Can we hear it again, please?
Cool.
Oh, here he is.
He's in a big
room. Everybody on the street looking at me like I'm an idiot.
Jimmy, what highway or byway are you on right now?
Highway H, going right through the middle of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Lake Geneva. What are you hauling today, Jimmy?
I got a load of slurry right now.
A load of what?
Slurry.
Slurry.
What is slurry? Is what
slurry
Joe was
is just sand and water mix. They use it for fill.
Oh, so it's the concrete truck.
Slurry.
Yeah, slurry. Slurry.
As you say, that's what Joe was yesterday on this show. Very slurry.
Slurry.
Sometimes Jimmy has been slurry. Jimmy, do you want to talk at all about the latest chronicle and you versus the train?
Oh man, I'm screwed.
What happened?
Why?
Oh, injury attorney.
Oh, what happened? You mean from the
minivan people?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And?
No. But I found out they're on a state medical card, so they can't sue me for medical bills because the state will bill me for it.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
That's good news.
That's kind of the most
I'm going to, you know, maybe...
So I know, Mike, he's such an idiot, but I love him so much.
He's such an idiot.
Because Jimmy...
Dude, this conversation just ended.
No, stop
come
it.
Come on now. Here's the thing.
So, Jimmy, were any of those people, did they appear to really be hurt?
No, they got out of the van, and a lady come back. She says, I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do.
She come back.
And I says, well, you made the wrong choice, didn't you?
But here was the... But hold on. Not to be technical, and I'm on your side... The law states, though.
I know. I'm at fault. I got the $180 ticket. I know.
So what are they claiming as far as injuries?
Soft tissue injury.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like a whiplash lawyer.
Right.
So Jimmy, when I called you an idiot before, it was and it was out of love, incidentally. It was because you said
kind of like Sam calling us a damn dummy.
not at all. Well, actually, close. Because what you had said was the people can't come after you for the money, but the good news is the state can.
No, for the medical bills, because they're using a state medical card, you know, that welfare thing.
Right.
So they'll pay their bills, and then they're going to send me the bills.
How is that good for you?
That's going to be a payment program thing.
Oh, you're going to pay a payment thing.
The same amount of money, though, right?
Yeah, and I told their attorney yesterday I'd pay them $500 for their stupid van, you know, but then I gathered it. That guy, that attorney, is going to try and come after for some pain and suffering.
What about your insurance company? Are they handling any of this?
No.
Okay.
Don't ask why.
All right.
Don't want to go there.
All right.
Okay, and...
And, oh, I'm such an idiot.
Okay, all right, now you're admitting it. Now, I must ask, some of the greenbacks that I floated your way a couple of weeks ago, did those all go towards the new vehicle?
Yes, it did. You asked me that last week. You asked me how much of that did I pocket, and I told you none.
Well, because I thought you could throw some towards the people who you rear-ended and pushed into the train.
No, sir.
No. Okay, oh, so...
You might be getting another phone call.
No, I don't think so. I'll say this about my brother as well. I don't want you to get the wrong idea about him.
Right?
When something bad happens to him, which is about every 4 months...
He deals with it.
He does not call to say, oh, well, my rich brother, please, please give me some
right?
money. He never does. He absolutely never mm-hmm. does. Except that one time. just that one time.
But he was, blame him.
But he was really at a tight spot that time.
Yeah. Just brief.
So I don't mind helping. I just want to make sure that I help enough mm-hmm. so that he's out from underneath this.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like it's getting a little more difficult.
Yeah, it's going to take some time before I'm out from underneath this one.
And I understand there's a chance of the big B coming in. The big bankruptcy. Bankruptcy.
Big D?
Big B.
Oh, you mean filing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I told my brother
and all that, and they're talking, you know, $20,000, $30,000. Yeah, I'm going to do the Big B.
Yeah. I told Big B. I told him last night. If not, I know I have before. I did it, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like back in 1978
Sometimes
when Sears was coming after me and they repoed right. my car and I...
That's what it's for. You got to get out from under.
And right? it was just ridiculous. And I did it the worst possible way that I had my mother and father help me declare bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk about feeling like a loser yeah. and then having it piled on top with your mother and keep in mind, I'm 20 years old.
Wow.
Hey, what, dude?
I'm almost at this job site. I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, all right. Well, that's...
Piss off the contractor.
That's the... What?
I cannot piss off the contractor.
All right. Well, you got to get all the hours in you can, Jimmy.
Yeah. You want me to call you back later or what?
Well, we're pretty jammed up today.
Oh. Well, I feel privileged for this 2 minutes of conversation.
So do we.
Oh, wait a minute. I might not have to go yet. The other truck in front of me is still sitting there. Yeah, I got time, man. I got time.
Oh, he can pay.
Go ahead and rip on me.
He's paneling with us now.
No, we're not going to rip on you, Jimmy.
No.
Come on. It's funny. And
it's
I said
funny,
last week,
it's family.
Thank God no one was hurt. But it's funny that you hit a car that ran into a moving train and they got pulled along for 100 yards.
It wasn't 100 yards. I showed you the pictures, homie.
How far did the cars get pulled by the train?
My car didn't get pulled by the train.
What about the poor people in there?
They pushed their car probably 10 feet.
10 feet.
10 feet. Yeah.
No big whoop.
No, because when the train hit them, they actually bounced it. You know what I mean?
Bounced off.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey, I sent you a picture of the conductor, didn't I?
Yeah, the conductor talking to you.
We looked at all those on the air.
Long-haired hippie freak.
Yeah, we looked at them on the air. So, hey, who do you like in NASCAR?
Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, always has.
Oh, but I mean this weekend to win the championship.
Oh, probably Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, baby. That's my guy.
Jimmy, what are your thoughts?
Rich kid.
What are your thoughts on ODB?
On who?
ODB.
What's ODB?
Old Dirty Bastard.
Who?
Okay.
Well, Old Dirty Bastard?
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I don't have much feelings about it.
And your thoughts on Condoleezza Rice replacing Colin Powell at State?
Why did Colin Powell resign?
I'm not quite sure.
Did he just get tired of Bush or
probably,
what?
Probably. Yes. That might be very good, Jimmy.
That's exactly it. Jimmy, what are your feelings on the book, The Da Vinci Code?
Don't know nothing about it.
What would you think about Tom Hanks playing the lead role in the movie?
That's fine with me.
Are you fond of the animation used with Tom Hanks in the Polar Express?
I saw the previews for the movie, haven't seen it. I don't care what he does.
What's the choice for you, Jimmy, The Incredibles or The Polar Express?
Very good question.
The Incredibles.
Good choice. Like brother.
Good choice.
And Jimmy?
What?
What are you wearing right now?
Jeans, shirts, and guess what, man? Yeah. You know how much I hate the Packers, right?
Yes.
I'm wearing a Packers shirt underneath it.
A Packers shirt.
But now, why? Because you hate the Packers, why are you wearing a Packers shirt?
Because I'm at work. I don't care if it gets dirty.
And, Jimmy, one last thing. Your comments on the passing of Yasser Arafat.
Who cares?
What did you enjoy?
Can I talk to one of our other drivers real quick?
Sure.
Sure.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, this is Steve. How are you?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
This is Don and Mike. How are you? Can you tell us about James Philip Source? How is he as a...
About Jim Source?
Yeah, we can tell us all everything. Your impressions of him.
He's a heck of a good guy.
Is he a good driver?
He's a hardworking driver, yes.
Mm-hmm. Hardworking driver?
That's wonderful.
Yeah. You, do you ever...
Any comment on the air.
Pardon me?
He's declining comment on here. He says that's it.
Yeah, that's good.
Could you say it's my deal, Wade?
Sure. Oh, he's off.
I think he's gone.
Oh, yeah, they got back then.
Now, what were you afraid that we were going to ask that guy?
Oh, nothing. We're here at the job site.
Is that is that your boss or is that just another driver?
No, just another driver.
Do they all know that you ran into a car that ran into a train?
Yeah, they all know it.
And how's your new car doing?
It's okay.
Just okay?
Really, just okay, huh?
It's okay. It's a good car.
Mm-hmm. It's no Jaguar, is it?
No. No, but it's all luxury. Everything power in it.
What did you enjoy for dinner last night?
What?
What did you enjoy for dinner last night?
Leftover Chinese food.
All right, that's cool.
Yum, yum.
That's cool.
Yeah, yum, yum.
Hey, sounds good. Did you keep the Jag or did you trade that in?
I got it. It's parked out back.
Oh, okay. So maybe
parked out back against the fence. I'll probably end up parting it out on eBay.
That's a good look.
There you go.
Try and make my loss as minimum as possible, you know?
You ever think about putting that out in the front yard?
No. The city would probably give me a ticket for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't need that.
Oh, listen. How is the pond that you built in the backyard with all of your lily pads and everything?
Oh, it's doing great, man. I got it netted right now to keep the leaves out and all that. It's all winterized. My lilies are sunk to the bottom. My water hyacinth is inside in my aquarium.
Good. Man, a horticulturalist.
My parrot's feathers inside. You know, it's doing good.
Have you always been interested in horticulture, Jim?
Yes.
You've been interested in things that come out of the ground, plants that come out of the ground, but for an entirely different reason.
Wow.
Are you the only guy in your neighborhood in Wisconsin who has this big, elaborate pond?
The only one in my neighborhood, yeah.
The only one. Mm.
Do you put any fish in it?
Yeah, I had some fish in it.
Very good.
I think I got two left, though.
How many did you put in?
A couple dozen.
Oh, dear.
Just little feeder fish.
Right, little feeder fish.
Just little feeder fish.
How did they die? Did something prey on them?
I don't know. Some of the birds got them.
Yeah.
Found a few of them floating.
Oh, dear.
Oh, sleepy fish.
Well, I hope things go better.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Jimmy. Well, our time is up. You've certainly had more than 2 minutes. Thank you for telling us about the latest on your unfortunate accident with the train.
Good luck with the personal injury attorney.
And happy Thanksgiving.
It's going to work out fine.
And okay. Do you have any parting words of wisdom for our audience? They love you, Jimmy.
Slow down.
Slow down. Yeah. Good advice. Very good advice for everybody.
Keep your car under control.
Very good.
All right, try that.
More
try
good
that
advice.
One too, dude. Hey, did you check out the website?
Yeah, I did. I heard, I listened to that bit on last Monday.
Oh, about your train wreck.
Yes, I heard it.
All right, very good.
So did my lovely wife.
Uh-huh. And what did Marnie think?
She just laughed. She thought it was funny.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Well, if you don't laugh, you cry.
All right, Jimmy, we will talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Listen, don't forget, you big moron. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, I'll see you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, fag.
See you, homo.
Goodbye.
There you go.
That is the love.
That's a brotherly greeting right there.
He's the greatest, isn't he?
Him and Marnie, they share common interests.
That's fantastic. I'm glad that his lilies...
Rob, you're too funny.
I'm glad his lilies dropped to the bottom of the pond.
Oh, the lily drop.
We will be right back. Oh, listen. Just let me say this. Have you heard about this fuss, about this this goddamn turkey soda? Have you heard about the baked potato soda?
He got it.
They've
arrived.
These are impossible to get,
sodas.
We're going to have the people on from Jones Soda Company in a moment. Mike and I will sample these beverages that taste like mashed potatoes and gravy and green beans.
Fantastic.
And you'll be glad to know that the drinks that we are going to be sampling here, if you go to eBay and do a search for Jones Soda,
right?
These things are selling for up to $100 a bottle.
Wow.
That's how crazy people are for this stuff.
Well, I'd love to take it home.
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to take it home.
I'm kidding.
But we're all going to be able to sample one.
Very good.
When we come right back. With the guy from the company, right?
Oh, the lady.
The lady.
Really good. Mrs. Jones.
Really good for washing down chocolate cake.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
There you go.
We got a thing going on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You guys got a big Thanksgiving plan?
No, thank God.
Just a long weekend with nothing to do except the three F's. Food, football, and making love.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You are the coolest mom. She smells like Miracle Whip.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker.
Thank you.
Let's see in Burlington, Iowa. KCPS. In Reno, on a station called The Buzz. Same thing in Tampa Bay on WBZZ. And in Baltimore, WXYZ. That's live 105.7 in Baltimore. And thank you very much. This thing with the turkey soda, this is out of control. This company, Jones Soda, started this last year.
Mm-hmm.
They made the soda that tastes like turkey, mashed potatoes, etc.
Green bean casserole.
They came out with it this year, and they sold out in one day.
Wow. Incredible.
To the point now where, as I mentioned, if you go on eBay, there are 20, 30 pages of this crap with people who are not only bidding on the soda from this year, but they're bidding on the soda from last year.
Wow. This is very, very popular. So they only release it once a year? Is that it?
Let's get the lady from the thing on the phone, and then we'll drink it.
Actually, if you look at the package, it's numbered. Everyone has got a gold seal, and it's numbered.
Just like the book. They've added some flavors.
A limited edition.
Oh, and we've got a guy who works here named Andy.
Good afternoon. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. This is Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
And we're doing great. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. And
this is quite a phenomenon.
Congratulations on the incredible success of Jones Soda Company.
Hello?
Lady?
Hello, ma'am? Did we lose her?
Lady? I didn't.
No, that's I want to
the
redial.
The oddest thing. Oh, I guess we lost her. And I see the little package here has a straw. Right in.
Cutlery included.
Well, give me the box, Mike, if you wouldn't mind. I'd like to rip that thing open.
Good afternoon. This is Michelle.
Michelle, did you hang up on us?
You know, my phone fell off.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we were just about to compliment you on this phenomenon.
Yeah,
that
congratulations.
Is the Jones Soda. Incredible.
Congratulations, and thank you for sending us the box. We're going to be trying some of this. How many bottles of turkey soda, etc., green bean casserole soda, mashed potato soda, how many bottles did you make this year?
We made about 15,000. Comes in a holiday pack as a 5-pack.
Rob, why don't you do the opening?
I'm sorry?
No, we're just opening the box right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, you made 15,000.
Of each flavor?
Here we
yep.
go.
And how many flavors, how many Thanksgiving flavors are there now?
There's 5 flavors.
You want mashed potato, Mike?
Sure.
Mike's got the mashed potato soda. I've got green bean casserole, cranberry. Turkey and gravy.
Now, does the turkey soda make you
fruitcake?
Does the turkey soda make you sleepy?
No, it doesn't.
Don, you want to pour a little out of the mashed potato and butter? That's for everybody, or are we going to sample them ourselves?
How about each one of us sample a bottle?
Okay,
sure. Unless you want to share with everybody. Does everybody want to share this? Listen, Michelle, what kind of a response have you gotten from people who you've sent this to in the media when they sample it?
What kind of response after they tasted it?
Yeah, do people like it?
Anywhere from total disgust to total amusement.
And are you guys amazed that I know you've seen on eBay that people are paying hundreds of dollars for bottles of your soda?
I am very amazed. I don't know why pay so much, but you know, it's a fun item. It's a novelty item. I think that's why people really want.
Now, during the rest of the year, your company makes regular sodas, right?
Yes, we do. We have great flavors, and we make from anywhere from blue bubble gum to lemon drop.
What's your biggest seller as far as your regular sodas are concerned?
Green apple soda and fufu berry are some of our top flavors.
Did you say fufu berry?
Yes, fufu berry.
Yeah. Fufu berry, what does that taste like?
It's very good. I don't know how to describe it, but...
Yeah, well, a name like Fufu Berry, you probably shouldn't be able to describe it.
I know that locally you can buy their more regular flavors at Panera across the street.
Okay. Now, Rob, Buzz,
yes.
Rob, here's what we have left for you guys. We have green bean casserole.
Which one did you choose for yourself, Don? Turkey?
turkey and gravy.
Yeah, yeah, that's the big hitter right there.
Is that what you wanted?
You and I both have kind of the Thanksgiving dinner here.
I've got the turkey. Mike's got the potatoes.
The buttery mashed potatoes.
Robbie, do you want the bean casserole, the fruitcake, or the cranberry?
I'm going to choose with my brain and say green bean casserole.
Yeah, good man.
There you go.
Rob, second one for the team there, I think. It's fruitcake or what?
Fruitcake.
Cranberry.
Cranberry.
I'll try the fruitcake, please.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Beth Ann, if you would come in and try the cranberry, which has just got... Oh, Buzz is coming in here.
Oh, okay.
That's got to be the easiest one, the cranberry one.
Oh,
right?
That's the best.
Hey, cranberry's more like a real soda, right?
Yeah, it is.
So I believe if we're going to do this in Thanksgiving
now,
order...
With your current physical condition, are you able to taste?
Oh, yeah. Thanks to the Chinese root, I can taste.
Very good.
Okay. So I'm going to open...
Don's going to try the turkey. And gravy first.
Here we go. And...
Here we go.
What
does it taste like? Does it smell like turkey?
I smelled it. It smells like it.
Is it like dog foody smelling? How does it smell?
No, it smells like turkey and gravy.
Better living through chemicals, gentlemen.
Here we go.
No comment.
And
give it a try.
Mm.
Oh my!
It's good.
Sounds like it.
It tastes good. Mike, would you open up the mashed potatoes?
There you go. Let's try the mashed potatoes and butter.
Does it smell? Hold on, smell it first. Yeah, doesn't it smell?
Oh.
Hey, Buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It smells a little buttery.
Buzz.
I didn't know. I didn't know we were taking turns.
Come on. What do you think we're doing, Buzz?
I don't know.
We're doing a show with five people. I look over there. Buzz is bogarting his already.
You know what it smells like? To the smell, it's a little butterscotchy.
I smell potatoes over here.
Let me give it a try, though.
Here so do I. And... Do you taste the mashed potatoes?
It's just gross.
Rob is next.
Green bean casserole soda, right?
Good luck, Rob.
All right, open it up.
Now, is this with the almonds?
Uh-oh. I don't know. Hey, Rob.
Did you shake it up, Rob?
Maybe a little.
Okay. With fried onions there.
Smell it up.
Fried onions.
Oh, you know what it smells like?
What?
It smells like a packet of like Lipton soup mix. But let's give it a smell.
Can I smell it too?
Yeah, that really is delicious smelling.
Oh.
Let's see if it refreshes.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Take a nice big swig, Rob.
Mmm. That's the sweetest soup mix I've ever tasted.
Now, do you think these are... I'll ask the expert. Are these better over ice, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's poison ice.
My personal take on it.
All right, Beth Ann, what do you have? I'm sorry. Turn your mic on. What do you have, Beth Ann?
Cranberry soda.
Okay.
Oh, so Beth Ann got the winning soda here. That's probably pretty good.
The green beans... It shouldn't be
that. Did you hear that?
Oh,
it spilled all over you.
Wow, that's
you
dizzy.
Shake it, Rob.
I did not shake that one or so.
Smells just like cranberry sauce.
Okay, have some. Here we go, Beth Ann. And what do you think?
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Now, do you have that one year-round, cranberry soda?
Mm.
Michelle?
Okay. Michelle, do you have cranberry year-round?
We might introduce it back again next year.
You should.
Bring it back.
And Buzz, let's play the charade like you haven't opened your bottle already and you haven't had half of it.
I think mine somehow may have been opened already. I think the gas
fruit
escaped. It's gone flat. It's
fruit
got no carbonation. Try the fruitcake.
Oh, really?
Carbonation.
Buzz took a good swig. This would be good for washing down that cake we had earlier.
Yeah.
What do you think about
it?
It doesn't taste bad, but it tastes nothing like fruitcake to me.
I'm going to open up the turkey and gravy again and
take a swig
and smell it. And you know,
hey, I smell it.
Now I'm sick, so I don't want you guys drinking out of that. But take a smell of the turkey and gravy.
Yeah, it's got. You know what it's got? It's got like an institutional turkey smell.
Mike, smell my turkey and gravy.
I'll take your word for it. The buttery smell.
Can
is,
I smell your mashed potatoes
you
bottle?
Keep that bottle.
Did you know
it's all germ phobic?
There's a fortune on your bottle cap.
Oh,
yes,
really?
There is.
You know what? Oh, Mike, you really didn't play it up. The buttered potatoes, the mashed potatoes, smell like butter.
Yeah, it smells like butterscotch.
Now you've got the butter.
Now we've spilled the turkey and gravy.
No, it's okay. It's
Michelle, okay. The studio smells right now.
It's only on the equipment.
Close the potato. That can stink up the room.
Oh, and you know what?
I'm going to try a little of the cranberry myself.
The green bean shouldn't be sweet, but it's like onions and sweetness. It's really a complicated, disgusting flavor.
I would like,
and these are all calorie free, right, Michelle?
Yep, that's correct.
I'd like to try some of the potato, please.
Oh, coming up.
Can you? I got a little glass. Can you?
You know, the cranberry is a real cranberry taste.
I'm going to have some of the mashed potatoes now. Hold on.
I bet that's good. I would like that one.
No, it's not.
Pour him a glass.
Go ahead, try it, Don. Tell me what you think.
You run that over to Bud.
Enjoy.
Boy, it smells like mashed potatoes.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Who doesn't like buttery mashed potatoes? Well,
yeah,
Don.
There we go.
Let's see. I'll give it a shot. I'll try the spuds.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it does smell good.
Oh, my Bud? God.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
The Bud's is able to keep it down.
You like the mashed potato?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's like a mouthful of Pam.
You know, I want to tell you something, though.
Yeah, isn't it great?
The aftertaste.
Oh, it doesn't go away.
The aftertaste is just like mashed potato.
But I find myself visiting the cranberry again and again and again.
Now, Bethann?
What's interesting, though, yes,
Michelle.
If you had the people tasting it without telling them what it is, you get really interesting comments. Because I've had people saying that the mashed potato tasted like lemon.
Give Bethann some of the mashed potatoes. Have you had any of those, B.A.?
No, I smelled them. And guess where Buzz's fruitcake is?
Where?
Like, real fruitcake in the trash can.
Oh, really? Oh, you mean the chocolate
just
cake?
It accidentally fell in.
Okay. take a swig, B.A. Here we go. Bethann's going to try some of the mashed potatoes. And?
That's awful.
Yeah. Oh, now.
Oh, that's
I disagree.
Hey, what other flavors do you have on the horizon? Are you experimenting with any other flavors?
Not weird flavors like these ones, but we plan on introducing some new flavors in the spring. And we introduced the watermelon that's a mid-calorie this year. That was fantastic.
Did you say a mid-calorie?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Huh. 90-calorie watermelon.
Oh, cool.
You know what might be good if you have chemists that could work on it is steak with blue cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Or just plain blue cheese.
Or how about shake and bake?
Ranch dressing.
Would I like a shake and bake soda?
I'll have a barbecue phosphate.
So it's the Jones Soda Company. Do they have a big laboratory where these mad scientists are working every day?
Well, we work closely with a flavoring company that comes up with these great flavors for us. We go to them with what we want, and they work their magic there.
How about the labels? I see the labels look like non-model people, people.
It's a little kid eating a piece of Thanksgiving turkey.
The cranberries got everybody. Are these like family members, or are they just regular photos?
These are all photos that our consumers had submitted on our website to be on a bottle of Jones.
I'm going to tell you something. Every time I burp, like of a quiet burp here, mm-hmm. I taste the mashed potatoes. Yeah. That is the taste that is absolutely not going away.
Do you know what the magic of that is? You'll be tasting that through Christmas.
That's right. Well, you know what might be a good label is if you had someone dialing poison control. I'm kidding, of course.
Michelle, we want to thank you for your time. Everybody go to www.jonessodastore.com. Not that you're going to be able to buy this stuff now, but we've got some here. And Michelle, thank you for sending us this much valued commodity.
You're welcome.
We like trying it. Thank you, honey.
Great, thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
Very, very excited.
Now, the last thing we've got to do with this soda, would you go find that guy Andy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Have you guys noticed the guy Andy, the guy who seems a little out of it, the guy who fills in at the front desk sometimes?
Yeah, the guy that seems always kind of a little too mellow.
Right. The one thing that this guy's worked here, I guess, like 2 months, and he's one of these things. We all walk in every day and say, "How you doing?" He just looks down and says,
"Hey,
you know, yeah, how you doing?" And just buzzes us in.
How are you?
Well, today he comes back by the offices and he says, "Oh my God, you guys are going to have this soda?" He says, "I've been looking. I'm dying for this soda."
Mm-hmm.
And Rob said, "Well, you can get it on eBay." He said, "I'm not paying $100." And then he saw the box that we had, the nice presentation. Yeah. He said, "Oh, my God." He's like Homer Simpson.
The green bean casserole is almost full. So
here he is now.
Andy, how are
Andy.
You?
Andy. How you doing?
I'm a fruitcake.
The celebrity he most resembles, I would have to say, would be a retarded Mark Brunel. There you
Thank
go.
You.
Now, how are you, Andy? You're very mellow, you know,
yeah,
gentleman.
I don't know how it'll be after I... Am I consuming this? Or?
Well, now, Andy, you were excited about this before the show.
I've been looking for this for a while.
Okay.
Now, why the fascination with it, Andy? What is it? Because you're not alone. A lot of people are clamoring.
No, I don't know. I read an interview with the president. He said how disgusting it was, and that just, you know.
That intrigued you. The president of the company?
Yeah, some article he...
Not George Bush. He didn't sample the soda.
I probably like this kind of stuff. I don't know.
Well, go ahead. Take a swig, Andy.
That's the only bottle we had that hadn't been really pilfered yet. Rob had a little bit of that.
Oh, that's the green bean soda.
Yeah, that's the green bean soda.
So take a nice big swig, Andy.
We'll see what the
green bean casserole.
With
sounds great.
With onions. All right, what do you think?
And?
All right, here we go.
Come on, Andy. What do you think?
It tastes more like a fruit product.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed mine was
give him some. Pour
mine
him
was a little candy-like.
Pour him a glass of potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yeah. The potatoes really you're were the winner.
Oh, yeah.
No fruit in this.
See, I thought the potatoes smelled and tasted more like butterscotch.
Exactly what do you do here, Andy?
Sales assistant.
Right.
Paperwork.
Right. Take a swig.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're having the mashed potatoes with butter.
Butterscotch.
Yeah. With yeah, butterscotch.
Hint of potatoes.
Butterscotch.
Yeah, with just a little bit of chemical potatoes.
Well, yeah. You know, have you noticed, though, it smells like Thanksgiving now in this room? I mean, I'm not kidding. It
well,
smells...
Well, you've got a slight head cold. It smells like a little something worse than Thanksgiving.
And I'm full.
It smells like Thanksgiving if certain relatives stayed behind for the better part of the year in a decomposing state. It's decomposing.
Not here. This is very much. Oh my God!
Party Limon.
You understand?
All right.
You understand? Well, Andy, take that with you.
It's not that bad, really.
Take it anyway.
Take that with you.
Put that
I will.
On the website.
Okay. Bye bye. Get out of here.
Thank you, Andy.
Creepy Andy. Who works here?
Andy, you don't mind if we call you creepy, do you? Whatever, okay, right, you take care of yourself.
Because he's creepy. Here is Joe.
Mike David Chapman.
Joe in Buffalo. Joe. I was thinking Hinckley myself. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how have you been?
We've been great, thank you.
I noticed how you like your cranberry and vanilla vodka. They have a raspberry fruit soda deal with the vanilla vodka. It's beautiful.
Don, I was thinking this Joe's cranberry soda, you could put that in your little vodka. That is a better taste, probably, that would be...
Is it better than Ocean Spray?
I think you would do really well with vodka and just that soda, and you would be completely calorie-free.
Hello, Sean. Don and Mike show. Sean?
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yeah, hi, Sean.
Yeah, about 8 years ago, I had a buddy that owned a company in San Francisco. They sold bicycle clothing, and we'd go in there to get clothing, and they had pallets of that soda, and it was just awful. So we'd go in there, and they'd be like trying to get us to take it with us. It's the grossest stuff in the world.
Well, you should have taken it, dude. You'd be rich today.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm not kidding.
It's the novelty of it.
Maybe it's my head cold, but it smells in here like Thanksgiving.
I agree.
It really does.
And Thanksgiving in a shelter.
Maybe it's because
that where we have it.
Oh, God, that turkey smells awful.
Yeah, but it looks so good.
You know, why don't we send these down to some homeless shelter?
They'd want to kill themselves rather than drink it.
They'd probably reject it.
Right.
Yeah, now that it's been opened at all.
And with that in mind, we should also mention that a portion of all proceeds go to benefit Toys for Tots.
Oh, do they really?
That's good. Green bean casserole?
Not the ones on eBay, though.
No. Those benefit the very greedy people.
All right, so there you go. I guess what we're going to do is just leave these bottles now, and if anybody around the station wants to try them, we'll have the bottles on display in BA's office.
And you can go have some and visit with Andy.
There you go. creepy Andy, who really downplayed it today, but Rob, wasn't he so excited about the soda?
The first thing he said to me is, what's that?
When I said, do you mind if we call you creepy? And he kind of looked down at me and went, sorry.
Yeah, and you know, you say, I have a big head.
Like that's not on his driver's license already. Creepy.
Yeah, under blood type. he said, was that Jones soda, that turkey soda? I said, yeah. He says, how did you get it?
Yeah. Really animated.
Well, I called and I asked for it. He said, oh, I'd love to have some.
It's delicious.
You can get it on eBay. I'm not paying $100.
Smart.
And then he has to smell me. I don't know.
Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, Rob. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's one thing that fans...
Don and Mike McTree!
Okay.
Oh,
there is one... I have no idea what he's saying. Anyway, there's one...
The Don and Mike Show. They are not dignified. Don and Mike.
We are not. Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away a Carnival cruise.
Wow.
To the destination of your choice and $1,000 in cash.
That's a good prize.
That's from AOL and AOL for broadband. And now on a very, very tight Hollywood schedule.
Yes.
Let's welcome Nancy Yona, Nancy O'Dell from Accent Hollywood. Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood. Nancy, how have you been?
I have been well. How have you been?
We have been fine. I am, as you probably knew, yes, and thank you to the tens, single digits of people who sent me get well wishes.
Get well cards as you suffer through the early season cold that you're dealing with.
I got exactly one card, one note, but thank you.
If I had only known, I would have sent you like five cards myself.
I know you would. Broadway Jim the Light.
When I say, how have you been? I mean for you to tell me if you have a cold.
Doing much better. And now, what is it with you? We don't have you long today because you've got to go do something. What do you got to go do?
I have a VH1 special that I have to tape. I have to go talk about things that were, am I allowed to say what it is? I'm finding out. Yes, that were big in entertainment in 2004.
Ah, gotcha.
Very, okay. Very good. You're a busy lady.
Then we won't keep you long. Everybody knows Nancy's show is on tonight on NBC4 at 7:30 in D.C. Around the country, check your local listings. Okay, let's talk about the Vibe Awards. The Vibe
Not
Awards?
Not a really good vibe at the Vibe Awards.
No.
Yeah, now you had Snoop and Quincy Jones on stage with Dr. Dre, and what happened then?
The violence broke out. I swear you thought you would. I don't know if anybody saw it, you guys, if you saw it, but probably not because it was taped and it's going to be played later, but we've seen all the video and it's been on the news.
What exactly happened?
They, supposedly a man reached into his pocket to grab something as Snoop and Quincy were watching in amazement, and then the bodyguards arrived to escort Quincy off the stage, but supposedly a guy pulled out a knife, and a guy was actually stabbed, and then a fight broke out, and there was all kinds of chair throwing, and it looked like you were watching Jerry Springer, I swear.
Wow. Yeah.
It's amazing. The guy who was stabbed, he hasn't been identified yet. He's in stable condition in a hospital. And at 4 o'clock today, the Santa Monica police have a press conference to try and explain what took place. But a lot of people were speculating that it had anything to do with the rap rivalry. And although we did speak with Suge Knight, and he is known to supposedly have had an ongoing feud with Snoop Dogg, and he denied any involvement with the fight.
Is this this whole East Coast, West Coast thing that might have reared its ugly head?
We just don't know. I guess they're investigating, and hopefully they'll tell us something at 4 o'clock when the Santa Monica police have the news conference. And it was unfortunate, though, because they had some great performances lined up, and a lot of the artists left, when the fight broke out.
Wow.
They're hearing that knives are out, and people are throwing chairs. Like Alicia Keys, she left before her scheduled performance.
And Matthew Perry is there as well, right?
Matthew Perry. No, I was on set with Matthew Perry.
Oh, you're on the set with Matthew Perry.
Yeah,
but it's a known.
He did his directorial debut on the set of Scrubs.
And it's a known fact that Matthew Perry always is packing heat and a knife.
Well, I only mentioned, I thought he might, who's this guy, George Larimore?
George Larimore, he's one of our producers at Access.
He's the guy who sends the notes of what's going to be on the show, and it says, there was a fight at the Vibe Awards, then it says, ask Nancy about Matthew Perry. And here's why I asked. I met that dude at the Super Bowl last year in Houston.
Wasn't that when he was getting right up in Snoop's face?
And spent a couple hours with him at a bar. And
Matthew Perry?
Yeah, he really was a very nice guy.
Oh, he's so much fun.
And he seemed, at least when he talked with me, now I'm not Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood.
No.
And he had a couple of drinks, as I had.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed rather realistic about the future of the movie, The Whole 10 Yards, which was due to come out.
Well, I think before they come out, you have to be optimistic. That's the way the game works,
no,
right?
No, he wasn't optimistic. He knew how it...
Oh, he knew it was a stinker?
Yeah.
Good.
He knew it. So what are you doing with Matthew Perry?
Well, he has his directorial debut on the set of Scrubs, so there is life after Friends.
Okay. Oh,
and not only is he directing, but he's also guest starring. So the people of the show called him up and asked him if he would do the directorial debut. And
that's a great show for
well.
Him. That's a perfect show for him.
Such a good show. And so I hope that his directing brings some more attention to the show because such a good show. And he does a great job. And you can tell that he was just genuinely liked because I think a lot of actors, and I've seen a lot of them go on set, and then they start directing and they're taking themselves so seriously. And he was just cracking up and cutting up and everybody was loving him. Wanted to do whatever he wanted.
But Matthew Perry was not in the fight with Dr. Dre at the Vibe Awards.
As far as we know, Matthew Perry had no involvement in the Vibe Award showdown.
All right, everybody,
but
please.
But you've got to see this footage. I mean, tonight we have it kind of detailed frame by frame tonight or next.
Yeah,
you can see the object that looks like a knife being pulled out, and you can see the chairs being thrown, and you can see the police, and like a guy grabbing onto a policeman's leg as he's trying to be protected.
Wow,
and
God.
Amazing.
All right. Okay, you've sold it. That's Nancy tonight with Billy on Access Hollywood. We're going to let you go because you've got to go. And let me just say thank you for calling.
My little
mound of buttered mashed potatoes.
Oh, my little precious cupcake.
Oh, wow.
We had some of that turkey soda today.
Yeah, turkey and mashed potatoes soda.
Yum. That sounds delicious.
Oh, it's not. Trust me.
Would I love to, some gravy in there?
Yeah. Would I love to share a bottle with you? Imagine pouring some nice wine glasses.
Oh, just with turkey soda.
Turkey soda.
Delicious.
My little icing-covered cupcake.
All right, out there. Okay, we'll see you. Goodbye, Nancy.
Bye, guys.
Bye, honey. There she is, Nancy Yodel from Accent Hollywood.
You're getting doubles now. You're greedy.
Well, and I might go for a triple.
Yeah, honey. Hello, baby.
Yeah, sweet thing.
Oh, baby.
Now, she had good entertainment stuff. She's on a TV show.
Right.
But she doesn't have the stuff that I find.
No.
For instance, Buzz, pleased to be going to this website.
All right.
AmendForArnold.com.
Oh, I saw a little of this last night.
Yeah, now, for those of us,
this lady is just so typical.
For those of us that get the West Coast feeds of CBS or NBC, whatever it is, you can see this commercial. It's not only running on cable in California, it's running on mainstream TV. And basically, there's a woman who started a grassroots movement to get Arnold to be the president.
Yeah, and, you know, of all the people to amend the Constitution for, when you think of some of the people that perhaps were foreign-born in our history in this nation, let's make it Arnold Schwarzenegger, who we decided to get the grassroots movement going. That's the only person, the Terminator, who's really got this thing going.
You cannot choose the land of your birth. You can choose the land you love, and
I am for the top.
It's a big California thing, and they got $12 million freaking dollars.
Well, the way I heard this, the way I understood this, if they are successful, and there's a huge movement for this, if they are successful, they're saying Arnold could run for president in the year 2012.
Hey. Wow,
President Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you know what? That's when maybe I think about the Canadian zip code.
All right, Buzz, you able to get there?
No, it's redirecting me to a different site. Surprising that would be screwed up, that website.
Spell it with one M, because I went to... They spell it with one M.
Oh, okay. AmendForArnold.com.
Right.
And it's for Arnold, because he's so great.
You got it, Buzz? If not, I'm going to move on here. Everybody can go on their own.
It's loaded. Yes, okay. We have it.
Is it there?
Yes.
Can you flip the screen around?
Yes.
Yeah, take a look at that. There's his big Austrian face.
Amend U.S.
And the sad thing is, there's a lot of people in California who are, California, who are really for this thing.
Now, why does it say amend, amend Arnold,
amend
for Arnold and Jen?
Buzz, can you read the top line?
Yeah, I don't know. The top, Buzz, was
that? Yeah, I do.
Does it say amend for Arnold?
It says amend for Arnold and Jen.
Who the hell is Jen?
I don't know. I'm going to keep looking and see.
They had to do a dedicated website, because remember, the official Arnold Schwarzenegger website not only discusses politics, but also Terminator 3.
Yeah, listen, I called Rob a couple weeks ago, and I said, you got to go to ArnoldSchwarzenegger.com, because it's half, Arnold is a great governor.
Right.
And it's half by Arnold Terminator.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the whole thing. And isn't he one of the most popular governors in the history of California?
Well, what's not to like?
Sure. Yeah. All right. So anyway, go to that website if you want to laugh. We'll have a link of it on DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Okay, here's a quiz for you, Mike.
All right.
What celebrity said this? And then I'll give you some choices.
Okay.
The quote is, I don't care what people say. I'm not looking for approval from anybody, because I know when my head hits the pillow at night, I'm doing everything I can to make this world a better place.
All right, I'll guess before you even give me names.
Okay.
Ben Affleck.
No. It is either Michael Moore, George W. Bush, Tom Cruise, or Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
It's my man, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise!
Tom, shut up.
I thought that the egoism would have to be coming from Rosie.
He's also the GQ Man of the Year.
Oh, super!
And Tom Cruise has announced that because he's not done enough, he wants to climb Mount Everest.
Oh, that's good for him. Well, yeah. There's a pretty decent fatality record.
Mike, I'm glad you brought that up. I did a Google search and I found out. Hold on, here it is right here. More than 1,300 people have made more than 1,900 ascents up Mount Everest.
Right. Uh-huh.
179 people have died trying. That means the chance that Tom Cruise dies is 9%.
Hey, good luck, Top Gun.
You know what? If he actually makes it to the top of Everest, his next challenge is going to climb to the top of his ego.
Well, here's Tim about the Arnold thing. Tim, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, buddy.
Yeah, hey. What do you know about this, Tim?
All I know is I heard an ad for another site. I don't know whether it's the same, you know, affiliated with the same people, but it's amendus.com or .org, and it's for the same purpose.
I think it's the same thing.
Same group, yeah.
Same thing. All right, thank you, though.
Bobby's.
All right. Bob. Hello, Mark. Mark in California.
Don't know who Jen is.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don.
Hi there.
Hey, Bob. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey. Come on. What do you want?
What do you want?
Hey, I
want
to know if Mike, when he plays golf, does he put his golf tees in his shoelaces?
What?
I've never heard of that, sir.
Are you breathing heavy as you ask that question?
Why? Explain that to me. Is this a joke?
No, most golfers, when they tee off, they pick up their tee and they oftentimes put it in the laces of their shoe.
I have played golf for the better part of the last 25 years, and I will tell you, I have never witnessed anyone put tees in their shoelaces.
What? Where does Mike put his balls?
I've only heard one recent theory about professional golfers, that they take Valium before they play.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't know where that's your. Thank you for following up on that
or
used tool.
Yeah, hold on. Diane, do you know who Jen is? Diane.
Yes, sir, I do. Jen is the governor in Michigan who is from Canada. I can't remember her
last name. Yep. And it's nice they throw that in. And she's obviously a token.
She's a Democrat.
This movement is definitely for, you know, let's put a female Democrat in there.
But it's really all
about Arnold.
I know her last name. It's Jen Canadian Villain.
This is how the Canadians will take over.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on now.
Yes.
Martha Stewart in jail.
Now, they ought to amend the Constitution so she can run for president.
Okay, now who is she bunking with? Oh, you got that? Thank you,
yes,
Robbie.
Please.
Okay, she has had to change roommates.
Oh, no, dear.
Martha Stewart has had to change roommates. She has a new roommate, Kimberly Rose Bennett. She's in for coke.
Okay,
and money laundering. She's got a 50-month sentence. The first roommate that Martha didn't like, her name is Peanut.
Peanut? Oh,
Peanut.
Dear. Uh-oh.
And Martha and Peanut...
Didn't get along?
Did not get well.
That's too bad.
Get along well. So Martha goes and says, I'd like a new roommate. So they give her this woman, and let's see. Martha Stewart is not only cleaning the room for both her and her new roommate...
Right.
There are scenes that inmates are reporting that the new roommate is now giving Martha Stewart neck massage.
Ah! That seems fair.
Here we go.
Well, I guess Peanut wasn't a big enough roommate.
She didn't like Peanut. There's no word exactly why Martha Stewart went to the warden to say, you got to get me out of here.
Maybe Peanut didn't offer enough protection.
But the word is that Peanut was in this cupcake prison.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that has a violent past.
Oh.
And apparently had said something to Martha Stewart along the lines of, what's the quote? You will be my bitch.
Wow.
Martha Stewart said, I can't be with Peanut. They said, well, we've got a wonderful woman who's in here for 50 months on coke.
And
she said,
and she'll give you neck massage.
She said, I'll take
perfect.
That.
Perfect.
Now, there is news on Anna Nicole. Do you have the tape of her?
Yeah, I do.
God
yeah.
knows. We played it yesterday. Everybody played it a million times. But there's a follow-up from Trim Spa.
Okay, Trim Spa comes out with a statement.
Sponsor. Yeah, because they care.
Like my body.
Oh, yeah.
I was honored to be in our...
There she is.
...next performer's new video.
Was she marvelous?
And if I ever record an album,
right,
I want this guy to produce my... Make me beautiful duet. Cause he's freaking genius.
So that's my you know, the best part of that is when she goes, I want him to produce
So we get a thing today from Trim Spa. And it reads as follows. Clearly, last night's award ceremony has become more about Anna Nicole's introduction of Kanye West than about the people who won the prized awards. That is unfortunate. These artists work very hard to have their moment of recognition, and Trim Spa, in large letters, applauds their success.
Of course.
We applaud Anna Nicole's successful weight loss on Trim Spa. Like all of our customers, we stand by Anna. More important, we stand with her as our friend.
That's so nice. That's fantastic.
Right. Oh, we're sorry.
Right, I believe that.
That's just terrific.
Did you hear the spin from some of her management on why she behaved the way she did?
From her lawyer? Yeah, go ahead, Buzz.
Bad eyesight.
She didn't have a reading glass.
Couldn't read the card.
Well, you know, we mentioned, I hate to promote it again because it gets promoted enough on this show, but Access Hollywood, which I watched last night, did have her behind the scenes and backstage. And
how was that?
You know, it's so funny because she walks into this little one-on-one interview room and they hand her a big cookie. And she's and then she pretends she's going to eat it, but it looks like she's pretending she's drinking out of a flask. She was toast.
Mike?
Yes?
Get your clay aching ready.
Yes, I'm ready for that. Yeah, this is going to be an exciting award show.
He's got a Christmas album coming up.
Of course I do. I've been promoting it just about everywhere. My little Christmas heart is just filled with Christmas joy.
He also has a Christmas special on NBC.
Wonderful.
On December 8th.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. No. But the snow is so delightful.
You tell me if this is not just perfect.
I'm just ready for it. Rest your heart, Don Geronimo.
The guest will be gospel singer Yolanda Adams.
Yes, she was one of my personal choices. I think she sings so pretty.
Megan Mullally, the lady from Will and Grace.
Will and Grace, right. She's just great. It's my favorite television show, and I've always wanted to perform with her.
And it almost seemed like a joke, but special guest star, Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow is just my little old idol, and I just tried to pull. I would do just about anything if you could get Barry to come on the show with me, and he agreed, and it's just wonderful, and we'll be sharing a dressing room.
Okay, I'm running out of time here, so I've got two good feel-goods for you.
Good. Well, that's fantastic. Can I stay in Clay Aiken character while you're reading your feel-goods?
Of course you can, please.
All right, I just hope it's nothing monstrous.
One of them is not really great. This is the one that's okay.
But why don't you share that one first?
Okay, in Palmer, Alaska, which is close to Anchorage.
Don't tell me. Somebody took their hand and stuck it in a tiger's cage?
No. There's a principal who wanted to punish two students.
Yes, I was punished when I was in school.
So he asked himself, what would Jesus do? Well, here's what he chose. After he caught two kids kissing in front of other students, he needed to show them that kissing in front of other kids is wrong. The kids that were kissing, the boy and the girl, 17 and 18, he walks up to them and he says, I'm your principal. This has to stop. I've got to get the atmosphere that I need. It's too lax at this school. I want you to follow me, and we're going to have a discipline session together where you're going to learn that kissing at school is wrong.
Good.
So he brings them into his office and he shuts the door. He then says that the actions of Jesus are controlling him. He took off his belt, gave it to another teacher, a male teacher, and had the other teacher whip him over the ass with his belt.
Oh, what is so abnormal about that?
Now, he didn't want either of the kids whipped.
No.
But he wanted himself to be whipped with the belt across the back and across the buttocks.
WWCAD, what would Clay Aiken do?
Now, he said to the boy and to the girl, this man is going to continue to beat my buttocks and my back with this belt until you acknowledge your mistake and promise that you will never kiss again.
Wow.
At school. If you're wondering how long the kids lasted with this, they sat through 5 minutes of it before they finally said, okay, that's it. Listen, we're real sorry that we kissed.
I've got a song. I just wrote up a song about it. Can I give it to you right now?
Yes, Clay, sure.
At my school, my teacher's slack. Whip my buttocks and my back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. He was fired, and the other teacher that helped is still on the job.
Of course he is.
And then finally...
Is this a bad one, Don?
A feel good.
Here we go.
Okay.
These are the ones you like so much.
I do like them so bad.
I know you do. I'm just getting ready to cringe. Get ready to cringe, America.
I don't think you're going to like this one.
Oh, no. Clay's going to hate it.
It's a Veterans Day feel good.
Veterans.
From last week.
We salute our veterans.
Okay. So, I'll just tell you, this is messed up, but it's a feel good.
I feel good.
There's an 80-year-old guy, a WW2 vet. What's his name? William Hammond. He lives in Massachusetts. He survived the toughest and bloodiest battles in World War II.
Sure.
And he's on a parade on Veterans Day. And it's a parade that honors him and his fellow vets.
Right.
And he was marching, and he got run over by one of the minivans.
No,
we're
pretty choked up about it.
Well, when I really laugh, I'm sorry, I get the coughs.
Yes, of course.
I
over by one of the minivans.
Excuse me. I mean, when I really get upset, I get the coughs.
Yes, of course you did.
There's nothing funny about the fact that this man was run over by one of the minivans that was full of officers, and that they not only ran him over, but they drug him along the parade route for approximately 7 blocks. And I wish I wasn't sick so I could laugh.
Jesus creepers, that is not a feel good. I'd like to announce that Barry and I will be reenacting the whipping at the school on December 8th on NBC.
That is a feel good. I want to say that. I know feel good. That's a feel good.
Wow.
All right, let's clear these lines out right now.
Let's do.
Wow, I got a lot of phlegm coming up with that one.
It's coming up. It's absolutely. Maybe laughter is the best medicine.
Phone scan. Here we go at 877-365-3636. And from Canada, 800-636-1067.
That's wonderful, Don Geronimo.
Your calls, Clay Aiken, are coming up on the phone scan.
I can't snap out of this. I can't. Where's my turkey soda?
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The greatest man in show business.
They whore it like bitches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
All right, we do.
DonandMikeWebsite.com, our official website, is up now.
Yeah, nice.
Talking about whoring it like bitches.
Yeah, buy something there. Go ahead.
We've got a good store.
We've got a wonderful little store, and you can buy jackets and t-shirts and everything with Don and Mike on it that you want for Christmas.
Audio recaps, daily highlights, pictures, fantasy football.
And a great store.
All the information about the show at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Don't just go and stop and see all the pictures. Buy something. I'm a good whore.
You're a great whore.
I'm a great whore.
877-365-3636 from America. Canada, 800-636-1067. Phone scan. Hello.
Yo.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi, Don and Mike.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I'm a Greek American. My name is Harold Paratestes. You can call me Harry. And I wanted to know if you had heard about
like that brilliant joke didn't get past us.
Oh, I'm stupid. I'm sorry. I've been listening along.
Yes, you are stupid. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, my brothers.
Hi there.
Hello, my brother.
Hi.
I wanted to say two things. Mike, I was at game two for the Sox, man.
Game two of the ALCS or the World Series?
No, series.
Oh, that had to be sweet.
Wow. Oh, my God. I paid $1,300 for a bleacher seat, and it was the best money I ever spent.
You laughed at the amount of money you paid.
Yeah.
I would have paid
okay.
it.
Okay, I'll tell my great-grandkids. The other thing I want to tell you was...
Stop playing. That's Don playing that laughter.
Thank you very much, Don.
I'm with you all the way, sir. You know,
the other thing I wanted to tell you was the guy that got run over, the veteran.
Yes.
The guy that was driving the minivan was actually his close buddy that he had come up there with.
Yeah, I know. You know, I couldn't get all of that out because...
Right. Come on, Don. You got to work a little harder, Don.
Dude, I wanted to get it out. I was laughing so much, I started having a coughing fit.
Hello?
He's gone.
Or just hang up. No, he's a busy man.
Well, that was $1,300 well spent.
It was $1,500 and don't mock him.
$1,500
for the bleachers. Put about a dozen turkey sodas for that.
On Mike
That's
Joe.
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, phone scan. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I like to make fun of Arnold, too, but wouldn't he be better than the retard we have in there now?
You know, I think it's a push.
Oh, no. Oh, come on. Listen, I don't like Bush, but for God's sakes, come on. If it was Bush or Arnold, you mean you'd vote for Arnold?
No, I'd vote for Bush.
I've seen him interviewed for, or heard him interviewed for a long time, and I'm originally from California.
Rob,
as skeptical as anybody.
I'm afraid I need the ultimate evidence. Would you please get me the Jingle All the Way tapes? Hold on just a moment, sir.
This is the man that we're talking about for president. Yeah.
You know, I'm no fan of Bush. Mike's no fan of Bush.
What is the approval rating in California? I heard it was 65%.
It's close to 70, Mike.
Amazing.
It's close to 70.
The environment people like him. He appointed a good...
Okay. All right, listen, here you go.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I'm so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We always use that as kind of our Arnold standard.
Yeah. Then. Next question.
I don't know. I decided to put that in. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
You know, California loves Arnold. They do. California. There's nothing we can do about it. And
you have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll.
Turbo Man.
And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
Right. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I was wondering if you guys were going to take bets on which soda would cause which kind of cancer.
Which soda would cause which kind of cancer?
That's a chemical joke.
Okay,
all right. That's a, you know, when I hear all this talk about Arnold becoming president, I remember, you know, we've gone to Ireland together, but I've also taken several trips over there and starting to look nicer to me. You know, even living in a little thatched hut.
I just want to say I'm no Alec Baldwin. If Arnold is president, mm-hmm. I'm not moving anywhere. I'll stay.
Oh, yeah. You know, I would stay simply because of the line of work that I'm in. You know, it's just if the comedy value of Arnold as president.
Hello.
I mean, it would be 10 times. You know those CDs we had of Bush? It would be incredible.
Finger in me, boy.
What?
Hey,
yo. Oh, that's the guy.
That's your finger guy,
your
Mike.
Friends.
That's why he was not waiting his turn to talk.
No, he wasn't showing any manners at all, big boy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah, we are. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, hey, you know, I missed a good part of the show today. I was wondering if you could take a minute and kind of recap a little bit.
You missed what?
I missed most of the show today. I was wondering if you could take a minute to all recap right. It.
Whose fault is that, ours or yours? Please go to donandmikewebsite.com.
And now you have to buy something.
There's a daily recap of every show.
See, he was just trouble.
Thank you.
He was just trouble.
Maybe he was just a dumb guy.
No, he knew he'd get a rise out of us by saying that.
Are you a dumb guy, or were you trying to start trouble?
He's gone.
I think that answers the question.
You're right.
Well, when he goes to the store, he should buy some of the Don and Mike flavored sodas.
He still could have been just a dumb guy, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
We ought to come out with our own sodas.
Hello?
Tastes like Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Find your pit.
Don and Mike.
That's great with my pus pocket.
Mike, I'm just going to say Mike would taste like pus.
Oh, there you go.
Pus, phlegm.
Try our new yeast flavored soda.
Root beer tastes like root beer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, love you guys, been listening to you forever, and you make mention of the Sports Junkies once in a while. Just wanted to know if you get along with them or if there's a feud. Or
I had a conversation with Lurchy, Jason Bishop. I talked to him just a short time back about the Red Sox victory.
Why would there be a feud with the Junkies? They used to work here. We're fine.
Oh, I know. You don't get along with radio guys a lot. Just curious because I like
really?
You.
What radio guys don't I get along with? You're generalizing there.
Well, we always say on the show, if you're a radio guy, we hang up on them.
Yeah, but that's because those are just dumb disc jockeys trying to get on the show.
At least none of them are in a band, right?
You know, as far as the Sports Junkies, I send out a hello to JB, EB, and Cakes, and I hope they continue to have a great show.
Yeah.
Their show is still produced by my son, Chris, which I think is nice.
Oh, I remember
Mike, you forgot JP.
Who?
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Have I lost weight?
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike, hello.
What's up, Barney?
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, after listening to that Whack and Hack and Cough you got, and listening to Bart cough a few weeks ago when you were talking to him about watching a movie, I realized why you sent him to Clemson.
Clemson University.
Hold on.
Clemson.
Clemson.
That's a winner. See you later.
Crossing off the groaners list.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello there.
Is it Don Mike?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, I've been trying for a long time to get a hold of you guys.
Well, hello. Well, here you are.
Hi. I really enjoy your show. I just wanted to let you guys know that. I'm an ex-soldier, and I'd rather have anybody than Bush in office.
Well, are you're a veteran?
Yeah.
Well, welcome home.
Where did you serve?
I served a lot of places. I did my basic in Jackson. I did my IIT in Gordon. And I spent 2 months over in Kuwait and came back.
Wow. Would you rather have Jim Belushi as president than Bush?
Yes. Yeah,
what? Most Americans. Hey, and here's another little political thing. Get off the Marines' back that shot the guy that was in Fallujah. They're all over that today. You know, the guy's in combat. Honest to God. I mean, did you see that today, that videotape that they showed?
I did, and I agree with everybody who's so upset about that.
No, you don't really. This is Johnny Liberal talking over here.
I'm kidding.
Days in combat, and they're, you know, I just hope that.
I know.
You know, what I saw the general say is that, you know, in a normal thing, they'd let him get a good night's sleep, they debrief him, say, you know, be more careful and move on.
You started this yesterday, and I've got no problem with it. I just wish that we could, and I tried to mention this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You want to focus on the war and what's going on.
Right.
And now it's only 3 days until SpongeBob SquarePants.
The movie. Yes.
The movie.
Priority.
I'm excited about that, too.
The big screen.
Sort of.
Two, not only T-O-O, but T-W-O.
Two. Does anyone know what the political slant of that film is?
I think it's very, very right wing.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Bush loves it.
Well.
Who's the guy that owns the diner?
It's a drama for him.
What's that?
Is the crab that owns the diner?
No, it's Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs' diner?
Oh, he owns the Krabby Patty.
Yeah, he's a big right winger.
Yeah, he's
hello. John Birch Society.
Don and Mike's show. SpongeBob's in the KKK, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. I saw him at the meeting.
SpongeBob Bigot.
Hey. Hello.
Not Patrick, though.
Don, Mike.
Yes, we are.
Idiot.
Hi there. Yeah, we are. Hi.
Man, I can't. I'm just calling to say real quick, love the website.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nice.
Glad you dig it.
Yes. And I also want to tell you, Don, I'm your mailman down OC.
Oh, in OC. Oh, well, hi there.
That's a good song.
What?
I'm your mailman. It's a big bar song, I guess.
I've never heard it, Mike.
Oh, it's a dirty little song.
Look around, cafe.
It's all a right. Dirty, dirty song.
Listen, and Mike, let this be a tip to you, as I've always pointed out. Know your mailman.
Mm-hmm.
Love your mailman.
Okay, now I'm starting afresh.
Tip your mailman.
I'm starting fresh, and I'm tipping him every day.
And I just want to say, this guy, what's your first name?
My name's Kenny.
Kenny yeah. is the mailman. I met him over the summer up in Ocean City, where Frieda and I have a place. I don't want my regular mailman in Virginia, Chris, to become jealous.
Kenny, do you know the mailman song?
No, I do not.
It means, you know, where it talks about, I can die in any kind of weather.
No, I've never heard that.
That's because my hair is made of leather.
Huh. That's a shock. That's a beer related bar song.
I can't repeat it because we can't do that anymore. I probably could in the old show, but it's you know, what do the mail carriers care? They carry their mail in a sack.
I get jokes.
There we go.
You know, and then it's like, you know, in any kind of weather, you know, five times a day.
I follow.
It's a lovely little bar.
Sounds hilarious.
It's wonderful, especially when everybody participates. Okay,
forget it. Don, we just got a call from the back room. This call is coming from your house. An Ocean City.
Oh my God!
Goodbye, man. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you
in the house.
Hello, Don and Mike show phone scan. Hello.
Wearing his clothes.
Hello.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Is this me?
Hello, Don. I'm in your house. The phones feel great.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I have a question for Rob A.
Yeah, he's here.
That Canadian lady that they want for president.
Yeah.
Have any theories on that?
That guy just wants
come
your
on,
hate, Rob.
Come on.
Check everybody my website out, okay?
Don and Mike show.
I hope she wins.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, so you scared somebody away with
hello.
Your hate.
You're on the air, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Bez.
Yes, phone scan.
Yeah, I want to talk to Bez.
I'm here. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah!
I don't even know what that was, but that was on the Canadian line, though.
I'm going to tell him yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He's showing at the wrong time. You should save that for Friday.
Hello.
How have you been?
We've been great. How have you been?
I'm calling from Canada, where the flu shot is for everybody.
He's got us there. He's got us on that one.
Is that the VD song? Hold on, why don't we play Hail to the Chief?
Because someday, Don, hopefully we'll have a Canadian president.
No!
They got the bad vaccine, didn't they?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Do they have a finger flavor service? Mike.
Oh, stop it. Finger guy again,
Finger
Mike.
Guy twice now. You're overstaying. You're welcome.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Wash your hands.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
This is John calling from Buffalo.
Thank
John, there's a lot of information. What can we do for you, sir?
Even though he's in the KKK, I think SpongeBob should be president.
Well, I'm sure he got a few write-in votes.
Okay. Listen, you're the last boy. That's really just a limp, soft way to end a phone scam. One more.
Yeah, do one more. Sponge yourself.
We'll send you some Viagra. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, phone scam. Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
I just wanted to let you know. Actually, I think I have something to help your teeth out.
You mean the teeth with the wood on them?
His wooden teeth.
Yeah, well, the wood between the teeth, I guess.
Yeah. This is a long story. I've been chewing Chinese licorice root.
Oh.
My wife recommended it to me with one of her crazy feng shui, new age ways to heal from a cold.
On the label, it says licorice, doesn't it?
And I've got the wood stuck between my teeth.
Right.
I'm not killing you. I'm not kidding.
Did you bring any wood in?
You know what? You're dirty today, Mike.
I am not.
Yes, you are dirty.
I am not.
I know what that means. You got all worked up singing your bar song about postmen and what they got made out of leather.
That wasn't a shameless plug.
All I hope is that it's gone by morning.
Or at least by 4 hours.
What can we do for you?
Call a doctor.
Boys, I just want to let you know, my father, had this thing. It's like a metal toothpick. I think it's made by, Novacare or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's excellent for getting crap out of your teeth. I know, you know, if I had something stuck in my teeth and toothpicks would break trying to get it out,
yeah,
I used this thing. It was like a little metal stick.
Yeah, Mike, don't pull out your new Swiss Army knife. What is that?
It's a toothpick.
It's a Swiss plastic toothpick.
Yeah. It's designed to do this.
Okay, and I'm going to use it after you've had it in your mouth. Yeah, no thanks. No thanks, pal. Now, what are you doing now? Now, hold on. Who's being dirty today?
I'm being dirty.
Did you buy that knife new or reconditioned?
I got it on eBay. It should be fine.
You folks don't even know where this toothpick has been.
From Canada.
This toothpick has been in the last couple of minutes in some very bad places, and it keeps going in Mike's mouth.
Oh, my God, it's in my nose now.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
It's in his nose.
All right.
Hey, you can get good things at Ghetto Pawn Shops.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you.
Listen, you're the last person on the phone scam.
What a shame, too, for this guy.
Yeah, well, we had to stop somewhere.
That's right. And remember, when you have stuff in your teeth, use a steel pick.
You got the WWE UPN SmackDown Tough Enough Challenge Pack, and we went through this yesterday. I'll read it again. Complete with a digital video player.
Right.
With stand.
It's a jukebox. It's a juice box. Right? Isn't that what it is?
Well, we haven't really determined it. We haven't seen it, but I think it's good.
It's made by Mattel. And you also won the DVD collection of The Rise and Fall of ECW. And thank you for listening in Buffalo.
Oh, I'm actually listening in Rochester.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Thank you, Mr. Yeah. Slow Down the Show.
I thought you said you were calling from Buffalo in the beginning.
No, that's okay. I won't hold it against you.
You what?
I won't hold it against you. I'll still listen.
Okay. You just lost the prize.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Fantastic. Best decision you made all day.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hold on. Let me try to clean my teeth one more time.
Just sit in there under the molar.
Ow. Mike, it tastes like your nose. I can't help it. This tooth tastes like nose.
That'll get the wood out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Nice album.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Just want to say how great your website is.
Thank you, my friend. You're the last person. You win the UPN, WWE stuff. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, hold.
Yeah, there's a way you can thank us.
Hold on. How's that, Mike?
I'll probably buy something from the store.
Ah. We'll be right. You're funny. When you turn on the horometer, man, does it go past 10.
I'm not asking them for a lot.
No.
Buy a little something. Buy a trinket at the store.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I hate reality shows.
A year ago, you said they were the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
I've grown, you haven't.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will touch you in the place called the heart. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's time to yell at Beth Ann.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Hey.
Cabin, baby.
Don't know what you guys.
What are you yelling at her for?
Where's your amazing race guy?
I don't know. I just emailed the only contact person I had, and I had a number for her as well.
And you know, Rob still thinks that that's a show about white people.
Isn't it?
No, stop it.
Did I beat you to that one?
You did.
I saw you come running up to the microphone.
Well, you know, it's what, the fifth season? Fifth time to use the joke. Not counting best of.
Here's the thing that just really gives me the red ass. Of all the losers that we have on this show, you know, and we try to make whatever we can out of whatever we get.
Right.
This is one guy. Who's this guy's
name? Oh, we're not going to get the midget.
I like this guy so bad, the host.
No, is it?
No.
Phil Keegan.
Phil Keegan's a very cool customer, and he's got a book to promote.
He is. Well, I didn't know that. I know he's promoting The Amazing Race that starts tonight on CBS.
Probably why he's making himself available, or maybe not available.
And it's the best reality show. I think it's not like the other ones.
It's no My Big Fat Obnoxious Boss.
Listen, you and Rob.
Rob and I are lobbying on a daily basis.
People. Here's the problem.
Show.
Sunday night, look at the time slot, boys.
Exactly.
First, I've got Frida pulling on me saying, let's watch Desperate Housewives.
How about your TiVo unit? I have never watched the show live, Don.
I don't know why you're talking to me like Don. Wow.
I've never watched...
Because I got my bowling ball out of storage the other day. And it said Dr. Evil on it.
Oh, okay.
Remember those days, boys?
Yes. Oh, the bowling. Oh,
we got a bowling
ball. Yeah, right. Bowling, yeah. But no, TiVo it and watch it at your leisure.
Mike, I'm too busy. There are too many other important things on TV for me to watch.
You will find the show entertaining.
You could take one morning of Regis and Kelly and check it out.
I would never give up my hour of Regis and Kelly, especially because now Regis is going through some type of... Hold on, before we do this. Beth Ann,
we're
pretty sure the guy from The Amazing Race blew us off.
I hope not.
Right, well, this would be the host?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is his name again?
Phil Keegan.
Well, a pox on him and a pox on his family.
Unless he calls in the next
month. And a pox on the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Hey, easy. Hey. That's our bread and butter.
Hey. Okay. Just a pox on...
I just enrolled for health benefits today.
I don't know. Pocket to them.
And based on this room, I'm glad I did.
Goodbye, BA. Goodbye. So the Regis thing that I'm loving, I'm watching the show like a maniac every day I watch Regis. He's on Monday, and he's all upset because Notre Dame lost.
Yes. Right.
So, I mean, he really drags the opening segment to an absolute stop.
Because he really is a fan, yeah?
Yeah, and she, you know, she's just a cute girl. Yeah. She says, Regis, what's wrong with you? And he says, well, I'm upset about Notre Dame. So later in the show, they get a psychologist on the telephone who wants to talk to Regis about this. And the psychologist says, Regis... There have to be other problems in your life, other things that really are bothering you, because it can't be Notre Dame football that's getting you down. And
did we ever get that Red Sox psychiatrist on the show?
That was on the Absinthe show, Mike. Yes, we had him on.
How'd that go? Yes, that's right.
That went really great. You guys don't remember.
Yeah.
Dr. Goodstein.
What's funny is that the psychiatrist is going through the entire thing, telling Regis why he's depressed, and they hang up the phone with him, and they have nowhere to go with this, because there's nothing funny about this. What they've just done is...
They're really profiling Regis.
They're saying he has some type of clinical depression, and then she says that it's something like athletic supporter syndrome. She says, also known as AS... S. And it goes over his head.
Sure. He doesn't get
like
it.
He never gets jokes.
No. He's a moron.
This is why I watch Regis.
But he is a moron.
She throws in the great line, ASS. He looks at her and he says, you know, I might just have ASS.
And the audience doesn't get it either, right?
The blue hairs are in there going, are they making a joke about ass?
Like, that's why I can't give up my hour with Regis. All right. I can't do it to watch your show.
Let me just tell you that Rob brought this up to me before I got a chance to see it. But my big, fat, obnoxious boss... The high point last night is when he brings them these greedy reality show contestants who deserve to be screwed with.
They're like professional contestants.
They are professional contestants. He brings them out to see his mansion so they can see how incredibly rich he is. And not only does he bring them up and show them the sword Excalibur, which they believe is real, that he spent these millions on, he says, let me show you this. You might think this is tacky, but it's what I want to do. Most people save their first dollar. I've saved my first $1 million. And you look, and there's this plexiglass case that's got this, what appears to be $1 million. He said, what we did was we glued $100 bills on the front of this case.
Right.
And then he says, I'm going to show you how I protect it. And he sprays this smoke, and you see all these laser beams. And he said, we went down to the local hardware store and got laser pointers. It is so fabulous because these people... It is relentless. They are screwed with from the beginning of this show, and I'm sorry the show's not getting good.
But that's my point with the reality shows, that I'm burning out on them as well, because even
if that's why you should watch them.
But if it's something like that, and no offense, I've seen that done already. I've seen people get fooled like that before.
If the guy that was playing N. Paul Todd, which is the anagram for Donald Trump, if the guy was not such a great actor, this show would fall flat on its face. But it is a... Open your mouth and laugh from the beginning until the end. And the people are, they have found these reality show contestants that are more carnivorous than the people on Fear Factor.
Wow. Yep.
Which I didn't think you could do. And it's just, it's fabulous. And then they threw in another wrinkle. He's got, of course, the obligatory assistant on either side and his male assistant this week.
Oh, like The Apprentice. Okay.
The male assistant this week when he was supporting the guys and saying, hey, you did a good job. You really showed your shape and your body out there. They're giving it little gay undertones, which is fantastic.
Who was that?
That was Joe.
That was Scabby.
What did he want?
I think he's telling us that on 444 we're going to have Danny Keegan or whatever his name is.
Phil Keegan. Well, you know, he's almost messed up his time here. I mean, we're going to have... Give me 2 minutes on the clock.
You got it.
How dare he be late?
Oh, let's have fun with him.
How dare he be late? No, I've got much more important stuff to tell you. For instance, this is why I carry this yellow folder right here. In case we get jammed up with some...
There he is.
...jerk from a reality show who's 15 minutes late.
How you feeling?
I feel great. I feel great. See, you think when I'm angry, it's because I'm sick. Even if I felt great,
I'd just giving you a reminder.
I'd still be angry at this guy.
I know.
Just he's not on time.
I understand.
Not on time. He's late.
I know he's late, but
I wouldn't make a big deal about it. Maybe you're right if I didn't have a cold.
You were saying that he's one of your favorite reality shows.
Well, he used to be until he was 15 minutes late for the show. Hello, Phil.
Yeah, hi,
Phil.
I'm here.
Phil. Now listen.
I got this email, you know, and I thought it said estimated times that we could talk, and it's Eastern Standard Time, but it's got like, I thought it was estimated.
Oh, my God. I thought you were a smarter guy than that, Phil.
So did I. This is the problem. I'm so depressed now, I realize I really am not a smart guy at all.
Oh, no.
All right, we'll continue. Rob, 2 minutes on the clock, please. And here we go.
So disgusting.
Two minutes with Phil Keegan, host of The Amazing Race.
We're all big fans of the show.
Despite the fact that you're late for our interview, I'll still tell you.
Oh, please don't do that to me.
You've got the best reality show, really, in my humble opinion, without all the junk and without all the dumb challenges. It's real simple. You get these couples. They race around the world. It's fantastic. And you, unlike Jeff Probst, are really... Really great host and a funny guy. What do you have tonight?
Well, you know, people love to ask what's different between this series and other series. And you know, being fans of the show, that ultimately it does come down to, you know, what kind of teams we can put up in front of the camera for you.
The couples,
and
yeah.
When you take professional wrestlers who quite literally beat themselves up on a regular basis, and who are entertainers, and you put them in a race around the world, and then father-daughter team, best friends, some grandparents, sisters.
I want to tell you that the old people, that's what really makes the show.
Absolutely.
Because on one hand, they're funny because they're old, but on the other hand, every once in a while they kick ass.
Can I ask you, I want to ask Phil, how long does it take to get that show in the can, to have the completed show ready for air?
Well, it depends on how fast the network pushes you, because they're pushing us right now to go and shoot 7, but we take only 29 days to shoot 13 one-hour shows.
Oh, my God. That amazes me.
And, you know, people say to me all the time, they go, hey, Phil, that's a great gig you got. First of all, I don't disagree with that. I feel like I got the best gig, but they say to me, oh, you must go sightseeing. You know, you must, when they're off going doing the things, you must go sightseeing. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? Take 29 days, take 75,000 miles. You know, work out that you've got 2.5 days per show. There's no time to go sightseeing.
I mean, that to do that in 29 days amazes.
This is bonus time now.
Amazes.
We're past the 2 minutes. I'm sorry, he was late for the interview.
What do I have to do? Look, I'll send you my new book. I'll a signed copy.
Stop it with the plugs, please. If you could just tell me, because I have watched the show every year, I think you've been hurt by the fact that you're on in the summertime. If I'm not wrong, isn't this the first time that you've been on, like when it's cold outside?
No, first season we were on in the fall.
I said, if I'm not wrong, I guess I am wrong.
Yeah, well, you are wrong. And
okay.
You need
it's been nice having you on the show.
For that. go in the sin bin for that one. But, we were on in the fall, and then, you know, the events of that year in September, that really obviously had everybody focused on other things,
right.
and for all the right reasons.
All right, 9/11, correct.
Yeah, and so we really lost, we had a big marketing campaign leading up to the launch on September the 8th, 2001, and then we never really picked up again after that.
Wow.
It took a long, long time, and this is one of these shows, it's a very strange situation where rather than sort of coming out big and falling away, our show has... It came out okay, and it's just got better and better every season.
How's the midget doing from last season?
She has become like a local celebrity. She's apparently doing her own ads. She has a shoe store. She's doing her own TV commercials for her shoe store. She was just, you know, one of the best things that ever happened anywhere on Amazing Race.
And I do believe her sister was probably the most loathsome contestant that you ever had on that show.
Yeah, her cousin was certainly...
Her cousin, that's right.
Yeah, her cousin certainly stirred up a lot of emotions for a lot of people. But, you know, on tonight's episode, you are going to meet the biggest Amazing Race fan ever to compete in the Amazing Race. And not only is he the biggest Amazing Race fan, he is the loudest, without a doubt,
good.
He is the loudest person we have ever had compete.
Wow. I got to ask you one question about the midget's cousin, because I don't know if you watched the show
It was Myrna and Shmurna, right? Or
Myrna. Well, that was Shmurna and Myrna, and then it became Shmurna and Myrna, and a whole lot of different manifestations of that.
When you were shooting last season, were you aware of the massive crush she had on you? Because it was always her concern when she was getting to the checkpoint.
That's very true, Robbie.
Oh, I'm going to look so horrible for Keegan.
Well, you know, I had reports from the crews, you know, that they thought it was hysterical that she was ready to douse a little perfume on and put a little makeup on before she came in. You know, it was all in good fun. I don't know if you remember in season 3 where John Vito and Jill used to do the same thing.
Those guys
are presentable when they get to the mat.
those guys were great. You know, I'm thinking over the years, I guess, however many years the show's been on, the team that I always find I'm rooting against is the parent with the son or the daughter, and it's normally a daughter with her mom or with her dad.
I don't know, I feel the same way, and I'm not quite sure why I do, but I feel the same way as you do about that.
And
there's something about the pushy dad that always bothers me a little bit.
And Mike, I'm really surprised you said that, too. How many, have you gotten that from anybody that generally all...
Like the Monopoly Man?
Yes, people,
I couldn't stand that guy.
All the couples are great, except for the father and son.
I don't know why
we're... Daughter.
Do you find that at all?
Yeah, I find that there is generally a negative response to those kinds of teams. People find them interesting because it's a dynamic that, you know, most of us can relate to. But people don't warm to those kinds of teams. They tend to warm to the more eccentric teams, like, you know, the clowns when they were in, or Oswald and Danny when they went off shopping in season 2 in Hong Kong when everybody was stressing out. They tend to warm to the teams that are maybe, you know, father, son, or you know, mother, daughter. Maybe those teams remind us of some of the struggles of growing up, and we don't really warm to them.
It,
you know,
seems like they're trying to resolve their own issues.
And oddly, on the other hand, I find myself rooting for the older couples, like you mentioned, grandparents.
Yeah.
Old people, I root for them, and I love it when the old people... How you doing, Buzz?
Hi.
I love it when the old people pull one out at the very end.
Oh, it's fantastic when they do that.
Really,
and I thought last season, your winning couple was fantastic. I mean, because they did help people out along the way. It was great.
Yeah, and what I loved about that was that they... wherever they went, they really embraced where they were.
Yep.
They took the time to talk to people. They didn't seem to fight, you know, they didn't try to go against the flow. They really just went with the experience.
Right.
And they were out there. And this is the best thing, I think, about our show, is that people literally are having the time of their lives.
Sure.
And they walk away from this and say, that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And we're just so glad that we took it while we were able to.
Without without totally climbing up there and giving you a proctology.
A colonic.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Colonic is, you know, that apparatus is really dangerous.
It can be in the wrong hands.
Especially in your hands it does. Please, let's not go there.
The best part of The Amazing Race is that while people are humiliated and yell at each other and scream at each other, it's not the over-the-top. It's really like just a married couple, and I love the couple that was thinking about getting back together.
Right.
And they're in a car, and it's the typical man doesn't want to ask directions.
Sure.
Woman knows where to go.
And the real hostility, I mean, legitimate, because I think the nature of the game, Phil, you could correct me if I'm wrong, is when they get going and they get in the middle of these competitions, that is one of the reality shows where really the camera doesn't exist.
No, absolutely right. And you see, the difference, too, with our show, which I think we have an advantage over other shows with, is that unlike other shows where you have this honeymoon period where people are being nice to each other at the beginning because they don't know each other, there is no honeymoon period on our show. It's like right from the beginning. If you've got a dysfunctional relationship or if you've got a really dynamic relationship, that exists before they get to the show. So we're bringing those relationships into the stresses and the strains of a race, and that's why right from the beginning, right from when we say go, we get that dynamic on the screen.
And last thing, are you getting any personal notoriety from this? Are you walking around? Because I got to think, you know, when you get all these hosts, you got that guy Joe Rogan, we don't like him. Mm-hmm. The guy from Survivor, we don't really like him.
I think Phil's got his own style, and I'm sure you're getting, you're getting recognized. Do you personally get, when you're all over the world, do you get recognized worldwide now?
Well, the show is actually bigger internationally than it is in America.
Okay.
And, you know, in Singapore, for instance, is number one.
Mm-hmm.
I was originally from New Zealand, and it's a huge show down there.
Oh, Mr. Keegan, I love your show so much.
Well, what I get a lot of is, nobody ever asked me to give the $1 million prize, but I get a lot of people come up to me and ask me to eliminate them. Wherever I am.
Wow.
And one night over a few bottles of Verve in Hong Kong, I spent a good 3 hours drinking Verve and eliminating teams in a bar.
Wow.
These people were literally running up the stairs of the bar. I would have to put on the serious face and say, you know, I'm very sorry to tell you that you've been eliminated from the race. And then they would, you know, pour another glass of Verve down my throat.
I want you to eliminate me.
Now that you've got an international following, does this make it harder to shoot the show overseas because there's some people are aware of what's going on?
It's not so much that it's harder, but certainly we're getting to the point now where people go, hey, aren't you the guys from The Amazing Race? I love that show. Are these guys racing? Who are these people? Hey, where are you guys going? And, you know, we're in the middle of shooting, and we're like, hey, listen, look, we're really, you know, that's great, thank you. We weren't here. And then we feel like, you know, we need one of those things they have in Men in Black, you know, where we could just go, and just get rid of their memory.
And I got to ask this one question I've been dying to ask you, Phil. When you're doing the show, you talk about doing it in 29 days. Please tell me you're not flying coach. Please tell me they give you a plane for you to get from destination to destination.
Well, the good news is, well, a lot of times, a lot of places we go, they don't have anything but coach. It's like if you get a seat on the plane, you're a lucky man.
Right.
But, I started off flying, a little rougher, but I'm getting treated better and better, which is nice. Because I tell you, this year we have done so many miles. It's just insane. I'm clocking up close to, with this other show that I've shot and working on my book and everything, I have traveled close to 450,000 miles this year.
Oh, God.
And you're never going to do what Jeff Probst did, right? Remember when he flew into New York on the side of that on that copter and we were praying that he would fall out? You won't do that, will you?
Well, I haven't been asked to do anything like that, but, you know, I spent a huge part of my career doing stupid things, so, you know, maybe I'll just take your advice and stop doing stupid things.
All right, well, Phil, it's been very nice talking to you. We're big fans of the show. Just a little advice from me to you. I'm on the lowest level of showbiz. You're a big Hollywood celebrity.
Please don't even be on time on that, because that's just not true.
Just be on time. You know, the great Mike Douglas had a theory.
What was that?
That he always set his watch 5 minutes early.
Oh, there you go.
So he'd never be late.
Well, you heard the whole Eastern Standard. He thought it was estimated that we had.
Yeah. All right, Phil. Nice talking to you.
What's your book, Phil?
It's called No Opportunity Wasted, and it's how to write your list of things to do before you die, and it just came out in bookstores last Monday.
Phil Keegan, you have been eliminated.
Thank you, Phil.
I'm sorry to tell you, I must go.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Bye, dude.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's, you know, I forgot how much I'm into that show.
Yeah,
the interview started. We all dig it, you know.
Yeah, unlike a lot of the reality shows, that's a good one.
So, you know, I wasn't paying attention so far this year, and now I think I'm going to go revisit it. It's great, Myrna and Shmurna.
It'll start tonight, and that was Phil Keegan.
Yeah,
Phil Keegan. Hey, we gave him more than 2 minutes.
Yeah. Of course, we had to. We like this show.
And Rob really cracked me up when you said you really liked the couple that won.
Last year. Oh, yes, yeah.
But, you know, Rob's got only one problem with a couple of
course he does, yes, yeah.
They were the wrong race in the Amazing Race.
Amazing, Rob. It is amazing.
Yes. In a world where doing the radio
the
was
on the
strictly
phone.
Forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's me. I'm surprised made it Rob making that joke.
Yeah.
Shock. Yeah, isn't it?
So Mike says, I really like the couple that won. And I turn around and look at Rob and Rob.
Shaking his head, rolling his eyes.
Rob mouths to me, that's wrong.
Yeah, wrong. Just keep growing your hair.
How many weeks are you into this project now, Robbie?
We're halfway with the initial challenge now, and you owe me, I think, $200.
Yeah, and it's not that I don't trust you like a brother, but I do believe at this stage of the game, to avoid like occasional trimming, I'm going to have to get the ruler out, and I think on a weekly basis, or maybe every two weeks.
Mike is paying Rob $50 a week not to cut his hair until
Christmas. Don, don't you believe it looks like it's kind of gone into a holding pattern of late, you know, where it's had that kind of shaggy look, you know. I'm going to have to get a ruler.
Well, I've been bleeding myself, and I've been shocked.
The other guy in the producer.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. It's Scott.
Joe.
I did want to tell you, for what it's worth, it's making me miserable. I hate it.
Okay. Good.
It's good.
Hope your pockets are nice indeed.
They are.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hi. What's your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, is the president's homeland security guy the next to jump ship?
Well,
I believe so. Think so.
Wow.
More of those people jumping off that ship than jumping off this ship.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
Checking your file.
Not good to go through the garbage, but I'm sick. What the hell?
You're already there.
I was looking at a paper in my desk today.
I was amused to notice that
the turnover of people here. I had an employee list from 2 years ago.
That's funny.
Now, see if you can guess. There were 54 people on the employee list 2 years ago.
Okay.
How many of them are still working here today?
You counted?
I did. I'm that petty.
I'll say 50%. We've lost 50%.
Buzz.
I'll say 16 people are still here.
Mike, give me a number. So what do you say? Like,
I'll say 25 people are
25?
Still here.
54. I'll say
18. 18? Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
It's the big eight.
Eight people.
Wow. Who were here on the employee list are still here now.
And we still have McWilliams. Survivors.
It's a great place to work.
Amazing.
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
Oh, the guy who quit.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And Mike, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, they call it Radio Shack.
Yeah.
My man, Shack. Hey, forget about Silent Nights. Get into the swing of the holidays with an iPod for you and the special peoples in your life.
The iPod family has grown, and now there's one for everybody on your holiday gift list. Be the big man in town and get the new iPod Photo.
With room to hold up to 15,000 songs or as many as 25,000 photos, it's a delight for your ears and a feast for your eyes. Why should your ears have all the fun?
For the purist on your list, get the newly redesigned 20-gigabyte or 40-gigabyte iPod featuring the innovative Apple Click Wheel.
Looking to add a bit of zest? Do it by dropping an iPod Mini in their stocking. Choose one of five cool colors to fit their style while they jam to as many as 1,000 songs.
And last but not least, don't miss out on the iPod U2 Special Edition. What happens when the standard in digital music players meets one of the most celebrated rock bands of our time?
you get a gorgeous black enclosure with a unique Apple click wheel, autographs of all the members of U2 on the back, plus $50 off the complete U2 from the iTunes music store. iTunes. Yeah. We just ran out of time there, Mike.
Yeah. Well, it's not our fault, Don.
And we're back on the network now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Right, right.
Have some fun.
Yes.
That hotline call was Phil Kogan.
Yes.
So we got his name wrong for the whole interview.
What do you call him?
Phil Kogan?
Yeah.
Kogan.
But he was actually genuinely sorry. He was apologizing.
Well, we certainly, it's a push.
Yeah.
That is what I call a push.
I thought his name was Kogan.
So did I. What was funny is when I picked up the hotline, he said, "Hi, it's Phil Kogan." I went, "What? Oh, yeah.
Phil Kogan.
How you doing?"
Okay.
So he apologized if I told him no hard feelings.
Well, apologize right back to him.
How are you anyway? Time for news now with Buzz, sponsored by Viramax. Viramax is the world's number one sexual performance enhancer.
Someone call for Dr. Bill.
They're developed, clinically tested. 1-888 try VMAX. For information on this show, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, our official website.
Here's Buzz Kogan.
Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Buzz Kogan. Hi, Don and Mike. CNN was reporting. Yes?
Give me one moment.
All right.
That's one of the details that I think our producer should have helped us with that.
What? What's that?
That his name isn't Kogan. It's Kogan.
Kogan.
It's Kogan.
Kogan.
No, it's Kogan.
No, it's Kogan.
Tomato, Kogan, Kogan.
Well, hold on. Well, Rob just spoke to him on the phone a moment ago.
He did?
Says his name's Kogan.
I believe he said his name was Kogan, yeah.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
How do you think you say his name?
Kogan?
Well, maybe that is how you say the guy's name.
But he said Kogan when I talked to him.
Yeah, but he's got that New Zealand accent.
Uh-huh. Kogan. I think his name is Kogan.
Kogan?
Kogan.
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 Kogan. Kogan. What did I say?
You kind of said Kogan. It could be Kogan, Kogan, or Kogan.
Hey, do you guys want a piece of cake?
What kind of cake do you have?
Chocolate cake.
Oh, it's all
like from the lady? That one that the lady sent us 3 hours ago? No.
Okay.
Buzz said it sucked.
How's Scabby doing?
He's doing pretty good. I think he's starting to feel the pain of his injuries.
Joe Scavenger.
This is Scabby Arninger.
All right, thank you, B.A.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
But he was sorry.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. I still think his name might be Kogan. If anybody knows what the guy's name is, call us up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure somebody's out there that's a bigger fan than we are.
He'll probably call again.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
CNN says three more higher-ups in the Bush administration are resigning, including Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge. The stress of the job has been cited as one reason, Ridge's personal finances as the other. This is making me a little nervous now. Is this pretty unprecedented? I know they all bail after the first term, but isn't this like more in a shorter period of time than normal?
A lot of them said as soon as Bush wins, if he wins, they were gonna jump right away.
No, I don't think anybody expected 9 out of the 15 possible, though, to go, and there may be more on the way for all we know. Among the candidates to replace Tom Ridge, the chairman of the 9/11 Commission, Thomas Keene.
I sure am blue he's gone now. Blue Ridge.
Hey, Blue Ridge.
He can go back and join his band, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oak Ridge Boys. CNN also says Health and Human Services Chief Tommy Thompson is out. After 18 years of public life, the former Wisconsin governor reportedly wants to take a break.
Buzz, excuse me again. Here is Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah, I've got a pronunciation update.
Oh, good.
Yes?
Though spelled like Kogan, indeed, it's Kogan.
Kogan.
No,
very good, all right.
Well,
I'm glad we got the clarification on that.
Serves him right for being late.
Tomorrow on the show, Hulk Hogan. The deputy to Secretary of State Colin Powell.
Kogan's heroes.
I am all breakened up about that. Deputy to Secretary of State Colin Powell is also reportedly out the door, right behind his boss. This would bring to 9 out of 15 the number of White House resignations since President Bush won re-election. The man who tried to burn himself to death in front of the White House yesterday while begging Allah for forgiveness was a terror informant.
No, I'm sure.
52-year-old Muhammad Alansi of Falls Church, Virginia, had announced his suicide plans hours beforehand, despondent over the way the FBI had handled his case while his wife was dying. He arrived at the White House just after 2 p.m., asking the guard to deliver a note to the president. When Secret Service agents turned him away, he set his jacket on fire. The agents then wrestled him to the ground and put out the flames with fire extinguishers. By then, he already had second and third degree burns on about a third...
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
About a third of his body. He'd come forward as an informant just after the 9/11 terrorist attacks to offer information about the Al-Qaeda presence in his home country of Yemen.
Oh, you know, speaking of this, I thought it interesting. You know, we do the show from Washington, D.C. That's right. Not a surprise. We're on in like 38 other cities.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned yesterday, I think, that they had taken down the barriers around the Capitol.
Yeah, right before that guy did that.
Well, now that that guy's done it,
they're back up.
They're back up.
Of course they are.
Because that's how our government works.
Mm-hmm. And a thought on his country of Yemen, I think the country would get a lot more respect and probably a lot more tourist traffic if they renamed it Yaman.
Right. Hey, Yaman.
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 Yaman. Welcome to Yaman.
So they have this big deal here in D.C. where they announce, this is the nation's capital. You should not have streets that are blocked off.
Right.
It gives out the wrong message to
That's
terrorists.
Right.
We're going to finally open up all the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Then this guy sets himself on fire. They come out today and they announce all the barriers are back up, but it has nothing to do with the guy that set himself on fire
was
in front of the White House.
Was it as big a deal as letting the Redskins fans walk 2 miles to the stadium?
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Thank you.
That's like the lead story on Sunday night. Fans get to walk to the game.
Yay.
Wow.
Oh, they got to save money. I'm not kidding.
I know, but it's just funny that they're allowed to walk the streets around Ral John.
Say what you will, but with the day of that street being opened, have you ever felt more free than you did yesterday?
Just
like
for a
the
moment.
Old days.
Hope you enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Just briefly. In other Homeland Security news, immigration officials have set out for 400...
Just briefly.
They're looking for 400,000 illegal immigrants who disobeyed orders to leave the country. 80,000 of them have already been convicted of criminal charges here.
Yay.
The crackdown's part of a new $50 million program that puts another 30 teams of investigators into play.
What the hell were you guys applauding?
Getting rid of illegal immigrants.
Yeah. Oh, yes. All
right. Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Especially the 80,000 who've been convicted of criminal charges.
USA.
Yeah.
Immigration.
The average price of gasoline, still nearly 50 cents more than it was this time last year, has finally dropped back to just below $2 a gallon. But now it's time to pay for the things the more expensive fuel brought us.
Ammo co.
Here come the inflation. Higher energy and food prices have driven up wholesale prices by 1.7%. That's not only more than experts expected, it's the biggest increase in over 14 years.
Mobile.
So no go.
It's even more.
That's a better one.
Even more than the Federal Reserve expected when it raised interest rates again last week. But the experts also said they don't think this latest round of inflation will hurt the economy.
Yeah, let's not forget Texoco.
You're killing it, that game.
There goes Republican Senator John McCain.
Oh, my throat is so sore. I wish I had a Popsoco. Never mind.
Popsoco.
Popsoco. That doesn't work. Where about Popsoco?
There goes Republican Senator John McCain thinking for himself again. The topic this time, the environment, a longtime sticking point between McCain and the president.
Republican.
Yesterday, McCain called the White House position on our changing climate terribly disappointing. He says there's no justifying the White House's lack of action while the scientific data stacks up. The president's argued that the science is uncertain.
It's all a pack of lies. They're making it up. It's duh.
And that the price tag is too high.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. It's cost too much. So what? Plant's going to burn up. I ain't going to be here.
But quoting McCain, this is a very time-sensitive issue. The Atlantic is already warmer, and the way the glaciers are melting, our coastline could change in less than a lifetime.
Well, that means more waterfront property.
Okay, you may think I'm kidding or that this is some alarmism on my part. I'm not.
I know you love doing this, though, Buzz.
It isn't. This is
what?
True. The Senate is about to outlaw iPods and the skipping of TV commercials.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Time. Let me just say I'm so glad my letter-writing campaign has paid off.
Well, on the surface, the bill being considered would protect the copyrights of music and movie companies, but it literally contains a clause that outlaws using technology to skip TV commercials and a music downloading clause that's so vaguely written, it could even be used against iPod owners who pay for their music.
But thank God I wrote all those letters about Private Ryan. Thank God.
Yeah, that's so, paying off.
You're a good American to do that.
The bill also...
American.
The bill also allows for the manufacture of equipment that would automatically cut out...
Automatically.
You're a patriot.
The bill allows for the manufacture of equipment that would automatically cut out a movie's violent or sexual scenes.
Violence.
The lame duck Senate could vote on H.R. 2391 this week, and I'm not kidding.
Wow.
But no, let's talk about the good the FCC has done for the giant cell phone company Nextel.
Of course.
A citizens group has just given...
Is our FCC music.
A citizens group's just given the FCC a rather sarcastic award for wasting taxpayers' money. Citizens Against Government Waste says the commission voted 5-0 to swap a spectrum of radio frequencies with Nextel...
Communication.
...at below market price. $5 million below market price.
Telephone.
And the commission gave Nextel the $5 million break to fix an interference problem that had been caused
telecommunication
by Nextel, even though federal law and FCC policies say that frequency spectrums only go to the highest bidder. Verizon said it would like to bid, and the frequencies went to Nextel with no bidding.
Cellular.
Nextel's phone signals had begun to interfere with emergency communications, police, fire, ambulance.
There, man, that Verizon.
Yeah. There aren't as many babies having babies in this country these days, and
well, that's our story. When
we come back,
trend continues.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They mean no disrespect to Oriental.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Now here is Buzz Keegan. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A little breaking news. The board of the nation's largest flight attendance union. Yeah, we need the breaking news.
Here we
sound.
Big news.
Now it's broken. The board of the nation's largest flight attendance union has unanimously approved a resolution authorizing a strike just in time for the holiday season. The union is said to be outraged about the fact that the airline industry is trying to balance its very precarious budget on the backs of the salaries of flight attendants.
Which airline?
All of them. United, U.S. Airways, ATA, and Hawaiian Airlines will now vote individually on whether or not to join the union in this strike.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
See, that's where President Schwarzenegger would step in.
That's right.
He'd make sure that didn't happen.
that's why you got to go to that website.
Yeah, he'd make sure it wouldn't happen. Life would be better with Arnold.
Yes, it would.
Nobody bucked the Terminator.
No, they wouldn't. And we'd all have turkey soda every day.
And we would. And life would be good and we'd pronounce all the names right.
Keegan.
Or wrong.
Keegan.
There are not as many babies having babies in this country these days.
Thank God, Buzz.
The birth rate among girls ages 10 to 14 has fallen to its lowest level. Lowest level since 1946.
How are your daughters doing, Mike?
Jesus.
More than a third of that group, of the drop, rather, occurred in the relatively short period of 1994 to 2002.
That's, I don't want any more of these stories.
In 1994, nearly 13,000 babies were born to girls in that age group. In 2002, it was down to just over 7,000.
You know, I'm very nervous
about
that
knife.
Since you started carrying a Swiss Army knife with you.
You got a problem with me?
They're not so lucky in Britain, where the government seriously...
Don't wave the knife around.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Now, you know you're going to cut your face by doing that.
No, that's like the other guy. That's the guy in the other room. And he fell. I haven't been taking painkillers, and I haven't had a thing to drink.
I know, but you were just rubbing your face with the knife of a Swiss Army knife blade.
I got this with a flashlight. It came in the same package.
That's great.
Congratulations. That's
Swiss
a great
Army
purchase.
Flashlight?
You know what I also got?
That's a great purchase.
I got that thing that... That there's a stud finder and a laser.
Another great new invention that you've just come across.
That's brand new. I've seen it on TV.
Be great,
but it's brand new.
It's not brand new.
I think the one with the laser is.
That's brand new.
The Swiss Army knife is not brand new.
No, the Swiss Army knife is not, but the Black & Decker laser stud finder.
It was out last Christmas.
Then why is it in here?
Why is it in what?
Because they're trying to sell more of them.
In what, in a magazine?
In new products.
Well, they've probably improved it.
It's in here, guys.
And you have it?
You're all wrong.
Improved one?
You're all wrong. I'm telling the truth.
It'll
right
be
now.
In that magazine somewhere.
Okay. Some of those.
I'm telling the truth. What do you mean it was out last Christmas? This is a brand new product.
I seen commercials for it last year.
They just started advertising.
I think this one is new. The one that Mike's
maybe
talking
it's a
about.
Black and Decker woman. I'm telling you, last year they had a stud finder that had a leveler in it.
Boy, you know what? It would be bad if they turned a stud finder on in this studio.
Man, it wouldn't know where to.
Stud finder wouldn't know where to go.
Too many.
Yeah. Too many.
Shoot that laser beam.
They are not so lucky in Britain, where the government is seriously discussing giving contraceptive injections to schoolgirls. First to get the
there
shots.
There you go, Mike. All you got to do is move over to London with your daughters.
That's a thought. First to get the shots will be the girls who've already given birth at least once.
Hold on. We'll find out if this is a new product or not. I see all the phones lighting up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you.
Hey, that Black & Decker thing, man. I had that last Christmas. Yeah. I got it. It works great.
There you go, Mike.
Awesome.
Hold on a second.
Just because it says new products in some magazine.
But this year they're out with a new Keegan model.
You can hang it on the wall, too, without it putting a hole in the wall.
That is great.
Nope. No, it's a different product I have. Does yours have a little plastic hole in it where you have a little needle that you can stick in the wall?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, see?
You got it, man. Awesome.
There's your new product. Thank you, my friend.
What are you going to build with it, Mike?
Thanks for calling.
No, I'm hanging pictures with it.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, they'll be level at least.
Speaking of which, have you hung a picture of me yet?
No, I haven't. I have it, though. I still have it. It's in my dining room.
Stop going through the magazine. It's not a new product.
Well, it said it was.
Because I could get you another picture of me for your homes.
Buzz,
yes.
Please.
The makers.
Please read.
The makers of Viagra.
The makers, magazine sucks.
Makers of Viagra have yanked.
It's not a new product, Mike.
Kind of moron would give this magazine anyway. I hate this magazine.
He's outright. Let me see whose name is on the magazine.
Oh,
there's still mail coming to Ken Stevens.
we'll forward that to him. The makers of Viagra have yanked some TV commercials after the government pointed out problems with the ads.
Hey, it's a good chance for me to play one of my favorite folk tunes.
Oh, we love folk songs.
By the Joe Ardinger Trio. You might remember this one. It was popular back about 10 years ago.
It's a little blue pill shaped like a football.
Joe.
Some of his best work.
Yeah, sing it, Joe.
Makes you love to stand.
That's before he fell down the stairs.
Right.
It looked like he was a victim of radiation. Uh-oh. What was happening to it there?
An older cartridge.
It was going... Never mind the Viagra song. Anyway, throw it away.
The makers of Viagra have yanked some TV commercials after the government pointed out...
Yanked.
Yeah, I did. After the government pointed out some problems with the ads... The ads failed to mention major side effects of the impotence drug, including the painful four-hour thing that would not die.
What side effects?
The FDA says the ads also made unsubstantiated claims, implying that the man in the commercial had returned to the sexual appetite of his younger days.
Now, the commercial that the FDA is saying they can't run is the one where the guy's walking down the street. I'm sure you've seen it on football.
He gets the devil horns.
Yeah, and he's looking in the shop, like at Victoria's Secret, and and they say... What happened to the wild man from years ago? And then he gets the little pills coming out of his head. And for some reason, that's supposed to make you think that he's going to take this woman back and ravage her with sex like he's not had in 20 years.
Those Levitra commercials, you know, where the guy's all horned up and he's like wearing the white shirt and the wind's blowing.
What about the one, the subtlety is not wasted on me, where the guy's throwing the football.
Yeah, through the
and before
the tire.
Before he takes the penis pill... He throws the football and he cannot get it through the tires.
Right, and then he takes the pill and bingo.
Yeah, and it's a tight spiral.
Yeah, a little tight spiral is going right through the tire. Meanwhile, you know, mama's up on the porch just going coo coo ca choo.
Worst of all, the government says the commercials never bothered to mention that Viagra is for quote erectile dysfunction. The ads, of course, did include a voiceover that went, "Remember the guy who used to be called Wild Thing. He's back."
I think you're going to be okay here. It's got a thin candy shell.
His name is Keegan. And it's a stud finder, Buzz. It's brand new.
It is brand new. Just on the market this year.
Brand new.
Oh, yeah. And one more thing about Halloween. A Boulder, Colorado man's been arrested for giving out porn to trick-or-treaters. He allegedly asked two 13-year-old boys if they had DVD players, and when they said yes, he gave them each a DVD of straight, hardcore porn.
Somebody's got to be drinking if that happened.
Later, before they went home, the boys, not wanting to get into trouble, stomped on the DVD, smashing them, but it's clear from the fragments they've been entered into evidence that there is a case. Quoting the man, I don't know what I was thinking. He may get 18 months behind bars to think about that and learn some new stuff.
At least he didn't put a razor in the DVD.
didn't you and Marcia give away porno this year?
That was last year.
Last year.
Too many complaints.
It was softcore. It was like Red Shoe Diaries.
Right, yeah.
Skinamax.
Easy stuff.
Real Sex 25.
Oh, in sports, and this is just in also breaking news in sports, another network is now apologizing for steamy content during a football broadcast.
More breaking news.
ABC called a skit featuring a towel-dropping Nicolette Sheridan, quote, inappropriate.
Of course.
E! Online says the network aired the clip prior to last night's Monday Night Football game.
Thank you, Thought Police.
Playing her character from Desperate Housewives, Sheridan is first seen in a towel flirting with Philadelphia
with
Eagles
T.O.
wide receiver Terrell Owens. After unsuccessful attempts to convince Owens to stay in the locker room, Sheridan drops the towel to get his attention. Although she could only be seen from the back, enough flesh was shown to offend viewers and the National Football League.
You see it?
I saw it before I hit the sack last year.
Sheridan.
Nicolette Sheridan.
The NFL is still sensitive about the Janet Jackson thing.
It was innocent beyond innocent, bordering on funny, because it's the broad from the show and T.O., and she says, you got to stay. He says, I got to go play the game. And then, like in a Doris Day Rock Hudson movie,
right.
She takes off the towel, and you only see her shower.
Oh, give me a break.
Her shoulders.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Buzz, we got to fly.
Finally, so much goofiness, so little time. In Louisiana, they've discovered a beaver dam made with paper money stolen from a gambling casino. The soggy sawbucks were woven into the brush and twigs after the thief dumped the bag of cash into a creek. Total value of the beaver dam, $40,000, which means another $35,000 is probably squirreled away somewhere.
Hey, all right, we get jokes.
In Lima, Peru, drug agents found over 1,500 pounds of cocaine inside a shipment of squid. The coke was wrapped in peppercorns. Stuffed inside the squid to hide its aroma. Total value of the squid, $17.5 million.
Oh! That's a fish.
In New York, a naked man jumped into the crocodile pit at a zoo. He's undergoing psychiatric evaluation. Quoting an official, thankfully, it didn't happen while there were school groups around. Priceless. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yeah, Mike, that's it.
No, not today.
We gotta go. Rod and Fez are coming up next.
Yay.
WJFK on Live 105 and in Tampa Bay on the bus. We're late, so we gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow. The new episode. Good day to you,
Good day to you, sir.
You better watch. You're gonna be the next one getting sick. You got the hard cookie shell.
I know. Don't pick it.
How about the tape, Rob?
There you go.
It's happening.
Pretty smooth.
I get, my headphones off.
This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying.
You hear that, though.
Be kind. Okay. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
You've broken the sanctity of the door.
What I have?
Yes, the door.
What did I do?
The door closed and you're still here. So see, you like me don't really believe in the door. See you tomorrow, Mike.
Thanks, Santa.
This is the Don and Mike Show.